Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Flow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat. The clash you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guests promote a self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to everyone who's in the forum tonight joining us here live in The Remix. And boy, do we have a great chair for you here tonight. Peace and greetings to you guys all out there listening. I see the phone lines and the chat room filling up. So good to have you guys here. I just want to welcome all of our listeners out there from listening, particularly those who are our international listeners who is listening from all over the world. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. Peace and greetings to you, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. So now, if you don't know how to get here, I definitely want to make sure that I give you guys some directions so you can bring yourself over and you can join us in chat. So if you're out there listening and you want to call in and listen, all you have to do is dial 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're one of our international listeners and you're listening from all over the world, just dial the U.S. country code, and then you'll be able to come right on in and join us here in the forum. So welcome, 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 everyone here to The Remix. It is so good to have you guys in the house tonight. It's Friday. It is actually February the 1st, 2013, and you're live in The Remix. And so let me give you some directions to the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix is how you get yourself in. Or you can call in and listen. Ooh, look at you guys on the phone lines, and tonight is going to be one of those shows that definitely you're going to want to be locked into The Remix. Also, I want to invite you guys to go on over. So either you can go over on Facebook and join us under the Remix Family page. So just go to the Remix Family page on Facebook. All you have to do is click like and come on in, because we're going to be doing a lot of work over there tonight. Joining me in the forum live is going to be co-hosted with Esther tonight. So big ups to Esther. We're going to get ready to bring her on the phone as we get into our share here tonight. Tonight is all about love, all about love, sex, and magic. And so everything that we'll be doing here tonight is going to be about love, sex, and magic. And boy, we're going to get into it a real kind of psycho, kind of sexy, kind of cool kind of way. So I know you guys will definitely enjoy this share as well. So I want you guys to, I want you guys to come on over, join me on the Remix Family page so that you can come on in, and it will say The Remix Radio. All you got to do is click like, and you'll see the first posting there. That says love, sex, and magic. So we definitely know you're in the house. You can post something over there. All right, you guys, we're going to give out some international shout-outs. We're going to start the show out, have a lot of fun in the house tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm so glad it is Friday night. So glad it is Friday night, live in The Remix. Don't forget, if you want to download, you can download this show and all the other shows. Just simply coming over to the Remix page and downloading those shows. We will... Oh, you guys are crazy. I see the chat room going off already. You guys can come over and join us. I'm kind of rambling here. Let me find Esther. I know she's on the line. Esther's going to be co-hosting here tonight. And as you guys know, in 2013, she's actually going to be doing some shows here on the Remix as well, too. So let's go ahead and welcome Esther to the forum. Peace and greetings, Esther.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Remix family.
Everybody is in the house tonight. I see everybody out there. I wanted to, Esther, give our international shout-out as we start the show tonight and really get into what most of you know as our Mojo Tribal Magic, because we're going to be doing a lot of tribal things tonight, and you guys are going to see how you're connected with the soul group on so many different levels. So we got a lot of things planned for everybody tonight. You want to make sure you get something to write with, and you definitely want to make sure you get on the phone line. We're going to give some international shouts out right now. We want to give big ups to everyone in the UK that's out there listening, Canada, the Netherlands, Argentina, Nigeria, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia in the house, South Africa in the house, China in the house, Dominican Republic in the house, that's Puerto Rico, and Jamaica in the house, Germany in the house, Siberia in the house, Aruba in the house, Sweden in the house, Barbados in the house, Mozambique in the house. Only reason I know how to say Mozambique is because I did a show way, way back in the day called The Prince and the Promise about an amazing brother, two amazing brothers, actually one brother who came from Mozambique, and also Will Smith. If you never caught that show, it's definitely one of those shows to lift your spirits up. The Cayman Islands are listening tonight, as well as Belgium. Japan in the house as well, too. So we have all of these different countries that is listening in the house. Liberia, you know, so we have everybody in the house tonight. And, of course, all of us who are listening here from the U.S. of A., listening, and that's always a great thing. How you feeling tonight, Esther?
Oh, I'm feeling wonderful. Turned up, as they say.
yeah. Well, tonight, as you guys know, it's going to be all about love, sex, and magic, and we're going to be getting it in a real kind of remix way. So hold your hat, hold the baby, hold the cats, and... we're going to get ready to get into the share. We're going to be playing a little bit of music as we get ready to get into the share. First, I do want to talk about it, you guys, because I always sort of kind of go off of, you know, the theme that is for the week for the readings, the sessions, the one-on-one readings that I do. And this week has been a lot of love energy. It's been a lot of sex. And, of course, it's always a lot of magic. Things have come up. So this sort of kind of led us into our topic. And, oh, by the way, not to mention and not to forget that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be in the house on Sunday. So you want to definitely lock that in as one of your things going down this Sunday. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is coming, and she's going to be doing some sensual rituals for the divine masculine and the divine feminine. And it's going to be on and popping, as they say. So this is a whole weekend of love, sex, and magic, things that we like to do on the Remix. And we get to do it in our own kind of way. So I want to say thank you to everyone who purchased the Know Your Magic Oracle cards. That's been great. And if you don't know about the Know Your Magic Oracle cards, you can get yourself over at www.msblueblast.com/cards. And, of course, I can't say enough about them, but you can go over there and you can read it for yourself. And so they are oracle cards. They've been used from brothers and sisters all over the world. In fact, we might be using our cards a little bit here tonight. So you definitely want to do that, as well as you guys working with your Know Your Magic audio workbook as well, too. So download that. All of that information can be found right here on the Remix. Yes, all of that information can be found right here on the Remix. All right, you guys, big shout out to James, Rick James, who's listening in on us tonight. We know his energy is with us. And I believe it's Rick James' birthday. He's been coming through quite a bit. So we got some things that we got to talk about tonight, Esther, because I know you've been getting hit with a lot of this, and so have I, so have Sister Manya. So we're definitely going to talk about this tonight, and it has to do with 75. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Definitely.
All right, you guys. Now, for you guys who don't know, here's what I want to tell you. On the Kim line, which has been around for quite some years now, so if you don't know about the Kim line, let me tell you about the Kim line. It is the Know Your Magic line. It's where you can go and you get to pick up blue crystals. I give out rituals, really give you things to do. Me and Sister Manya kind of put the energy together. And it's really things to just inspire you and to keep you going for the time that we're in. Now, as you guys know, starting on January 30th all the way up until February 18th, I sort of kind of gave out a ritual for us to just continue to move ourselves forward. I sort of kind of call it spiritual alchemy, spiritual bagua that you can do. And it covers basically almost about 9 areas of your life. So here's the number to the Know Your Magic line. If you don't have it, that number is 641-715-3800, and then the access code. And you can get to the access code. The access code is 10569 pound sign. And that's going to take you straight in. You follow the directions there, press 1, and it will take you straight on in. Well, a lot of you had questions about the categories for everything. This is a spiritual bagua map. So how you're going to make this is the number one thing. I'm going to give out the categories because I think that's what we got the most feedback on, wouldn't you say, Esther, was about the categories?
Absolutely, yes, just clarifying how many there were, yes, and how many cards for each. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to give out the categories now so we can get all of that out the way. And we can definitely get into some love, sex, and magic. So here we go. You're going to have these categories. I'll go over a little bit of this because I know a lot of you have been calling the number. Hundreds of you from all over the world have called the number and left so many messages. Me and Sister Manya are still going through all of those messages at this time. But hundreds of you have dialed the number and called it. Here's the thing. If you guys have an Android phone or a smartphone, you can actually download the Android app, and it will take you straight to the Know Your Magic line. So no worries about dialing the number or remembering it. Inside the app, you can click it, and it will take you straight there. And you just go to the Android market, and you're just looking for the Remix with Miss Blue. You'll see the logo, and it will be right there. So let's go through the categories. Category 1, it's going to be wealth and prosperity. So wealth and prosperity is going to go together. Category 2, this is what I call superstar and reputation. Category number 3, love and relationship. Category number 4, it's going to be health and family. Category number 5, higher self. Category number 6 is going to be creativity, your inner child, and also those of you who have children. You can also put them in this category as well, too. Next category, category number 7. It's going to be knowledge and self-cultivation. Category number 8, life purpose. Category number 9, this is where you're grateful, helpful people in your life, and sacred places. These are going to be the categories. Now, each one of these categories, you're going to begin to write what I call your magical statement things, things to empower you, uplift you, things you're connected to, things you may want to do in these particular areas. You're going to write them. You're going to write 8 cards for every single one of these categories, with the exception of the higher self. The higher self is actually the gateway, the portal card. So you're going to write 11 cards for that section. Now, hopefully that clears it up for everybody, at least part of it. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have a total of 75 cards. These 75 cards, and you should have started on January 30th, went for 19 days all the way forward up to February 18th. Each one of these days, pull out maybe about 5 or 6 or 8 cards. It doesn't matter. Pull them out. Go over them. Go over them several times a day. You can use them in the morning. You can use them before you go to bed at night. You can use them throughout the day. One of the things that you can do is take them and put them in a felt bag and then just pull the cards out. Once you pull the cards out, you want to keep them out. Your 11 for your higher self, you don't want to mix them up. Put them separate and pull one of those. Now, Esther did something really, really cool. I'm going to let her tell you about it, and this is something you can incorporate too. You want to tell them, Esther?
Sure, yes. So I actually have my cards with my Kim deck, and so I would start with pulling a card from my index cards, and then I would pull one from the Kim deck, and what I found is that everything would line up. So, for example, one of my cards in my index cards has to do with a love and relationships, has to do with me having a successful relationship that is full of trust and caring, open. And then the card that I pulled from the Kim deck was patience. And it all lined up. And then when I went to pull my higher self card, the card that I got for my higher self had to do with me stopping before I made a decision. The card actually was breathe. You don't have to make any decision right away. Take some time to think about it. So all three things lined up. So I said, oh, this is a pattern. So that's what I've been doing now. So I'll pull my Kim deck. I'll pull my index card in the morning. And then I go get ready to get in the shower. I'll take my higher self card. And all the messages are all aligned. They all relate to each other. It is so awesome.
Beautiful. So just another way that you can get into knowing your magic. Really, really cool. The reason we're doing this from January the 30th all the way up until February the 18th is because for the first time, and this doesn't happen too often, Brother Bilal, who comes on and talks about astronomy a lot, could really help us with this. But for the first time in a long time, all of the planets are moving forward during this time period. So this is symbolic to let you know that you have the support of the universe behind you to really just make strides in those different areas of your life, line things out, and continue to move your energy forward. So that's the significance of doing it now as opposed to doing it 6 months from now or 12 months from now. So for those of you that have a little bit of trouble trying to get yourself kick-started, what I would recommend is that you do at least 6 or 7 cards a day. If you do 6 or 7 cards a day, you can start to work with the cards that you have and still continue it if you can't just sit down and focus. Or you can put on some music, speaking of which, we're going to be giving you a playlist, our personal playlist. Me and Esther, we're going to give you a playlist out for this show tonight that you guys can use to sort of kind of get some inspiration. And there's songs that we listen to really just kind of help to inspire and motivate us. So Love, Sex, and Magic here tonight. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, also co-hosting with me tonight is Esther. And it's always a joy to have you on the phone, Esther.
Yes, I love being here.
All right, you guys. So we're going to require a lot of interaction tonight, a whole lot. So that means you need to get on the phone line. You need to get here. You know how they say, I don't care how you get here, you just need to get here. If you're on the phone lines, we definitely, definitely, definitely want you to participate. So we're going to be looking for that feedback from you guys. We're going to have a lot of fun, a lot of magic, and talk about a lot of sex tonight. So if you got the babies out there, you want to tell the babies, tell the babies, tell the babies to go night-night. That's what you tell the babies. Because we are going to be talking about those things tonight, a little bit of grown folks business tonight. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to play some music. And this particular song right here is actually, I believe it's on both of our playlists, but I definitely know it's on mine.
Definitely on mine too, Miss Blue.
I know it's on your playlist, and it's definitely going to be probably on many of you guys' playlists as we get ready to get in the share. So this is going to be one of those songs, if you got somebody special, you know, kind of sitting close to you, you're going to want to kind of, you know, kind of get up a little bit, you know, move around a little bit. So we're going to be dancing tonight, just kind of moving, you know, moving in our own way. First, we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue. Yes, yes, yes. I know you guys can hear me over here, but it's all good. I know you can hear me. Let's see. How come this is looking real funny to me? Oh, Blog Talk. Let's see what's really going on, you guys. We're going to find Baby Blue, play a little bit of Baby Blue. Also, you guys, we're going to make an announcement, and we'll probably be doing that a little shorter, a little later here, once we come back, because it's a lot of things going on in the conscious community, and we're going to be talking about that. But Esther, can you kind of prep everyone for some of the things we're going to be covering here tonight?
Absolutely. So we're going to be doing some hot topics that have to do with the School of Love. We're going to be doing some sexy linguistics tonight, which is really going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do some body talk linguistics as well. We're going to talk about sexual totems and your lovemaking style. We're going to talk about more about the School of Love, going into kind of some of our playlists and how that can relate to lifting your energy. So we got a whole bunch of stuff that we're going to get into tonight.
That's right. So here's what I want everybody to do. Go ahead, stand up, get yourself ready, and let's get to it.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know you taste this a little bit. High maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you in. You're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all, I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation, I can tell, but I could never right my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice. Poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S. I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter history. Living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind, P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
One more time, homie.
Hey, you all here for some rain, homie?
I don't care who this nigga over here for. He don't tell me where he's from. It's a rat. I'm sorry.
Hold on. We're going to do it like this, okay? I'm going to tell you where I'm from, okay? You're going to tell me where you from, okay? Or where your grandma stay, where your mama stay, or where your daddy stay, okay?
Oh, this talking.
As a matter of fact, get out the van, homie. Get out the car before I snatch you out that motherfucker, homie.
All right, everyone. All right. Poetic Justice. We are live here in the remix. And I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, along with Esther joining me in the form tonight. And so tonight we're going to be doing lots of good things, as you guys heard. And yes. And so many other things. Well, I think it's time for us to definitely go ahead and get it ready to get into our first activity that we're going to be doing here tonight. And we're going to be talking about a couple of questions here. Esther, you want to kind of kick us off as we get ready to start talking about love, sex, and magic?
Oh, yes. And these questions... I guess you could kind of say they come from just what's going on in the world today, just some of the hot topics that everyone is talking about, just things that we're all dealing with, especially right now in the month of February, this month of love, and everybody's focused on love.
Yes.
So should I give the first question? There we go, Ed.
I want to do the first question.
Yes.
Well, here's the deal, you guys, and here's what we want you to do. We want you to get on the phone lines, and we want you to get on the phone lines. First, I want to give this shout-out also because amazing brother, is hosting. Dr. Renoka Rashidi is going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, on Thursday, February the 7th. And so now, if you want to get in touch with, if you want to get in touch with finding out more about going to see Dr. Renoka Rashidi, it is always a great share. He has a new book that's out. Definitely one of our legendary researchers, scholars from around the world. You can call 205-356-6417. So 205-356-6417. Again, that's Dr. Renoka Rashidi. He's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama, on Thursday, February the 7th. And you can hit up on Facebook, show in the letter N, prove on Facebook. And that's going to be Thursday, February the 7th. If you can get there, that definitely is great share. I would love to see Dr. Renoka Rashidi. He's been on the Remix. A scholar, a researcher, amazing. So check it out. All right. So here's what we want you guys to do. We want you to get on the phone line. We want you to press 1. As we ask these questions, again, it's going to be a very interactive share here tonight with everyone. And so tonight we're going to start out talking about those things. Just like Esther said, you know, this is really February is the month of love, which we know love is in the air all the time. But this month particularly dedicated to that energy of love. I know that because my son, my amazing son, was born in this amazing month of love as well. So we're going to be talking about that. If you want to answer the question, yes, we're going to give you Twitter that you can give us some feedback. Also, you can go to the Remix Radio page. And on Twitter, hashtag Remix Love Sex Magic is how you're going to get in. So hashtag Remix Love Sex Magic, and we can find our portal over there that you can answer. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone line. Now, here's the first question. Because these questions that we're asking you, this has to do with that energy of love. In some cases, sex. In some cases, even your magic. So I really want you to think about this in a holistic way. We're going to have a lot of fun with this as well. So the first question is, when it comes to relationships and when it comes to love, and I really want you to think about this, brothers, sisters, I want you to think about this. I want you to name the thing that annoys the hell out of you in a relationship. What is the one thing that your partner can do that annoys the hell out of you? What is that thing that annoys the hell out of you? What is that? In a relationship, we all have those things that sort of kind of go up and down. What is the number one thing that annoys the hell out of you? And, you know, me and Esther was talking about some of these questions, and these aren't just our questions. These are questions that everybody all over the world is asking. So we figured we'd bring it to you guys, the magic makers of the Remix. And but we thought it would be fair if we answered the questions, too. So we're going to answer the question, and I guess I'll go first. Since I asked the question, I think it's only fair. So what is the number one thing that would annoy the hell out of me in a relationship? Let me tell you what I cannot take. Oh, I don't know about the rest of you sisters, but let me tell you what I cannot stand, particularly from brothers, a brother in a relationship, that would annoy the hell out of me. Bitch-assness. That's it. Bitch assness. I can't take any bitch assness. It doesn't look good on brothers. Bitch assness just doesn't look good. I can't take it. That's for me. All right, Esther, what is the number one thing that annoys the hell out of you?
Wow. Well, I'm co-signing with you on the bitch assness. And I would say, because that's at the top of my list, I think the second thing, or in a very big tie, would be having a partner that overcomplicates things for no reason. So someone who kind of gives you way too much information, or just makes things so much more difficult than they have to be. You know, like, that to me is the most annoying thing, right up there with bitch assness. And it's kind of related to bitch assness, but it's a separate thing too. Being extra.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being
all
extra.
Of that.
That's right.
Yes. You know, here's a note and a word that Baby Blue says: doing the most. But bitch assness goes a little deeper than that. I just can't stand a man that whines. I don't know. I just wasn't built like that. My father's not like that. My brother's not like that. Men and my, I just don't know. I just, that bitch assness, it really gets up under my skin. So here's what we're going to do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phone line. And we want to hear what you guys have to say, the magic makers, brothers and sisters alike. We want to hear the number one thing that annoys the hell out of you in a relationship, or that would annoy the hell out of you. So we're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 203. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Okay, hold on. 203?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
I'm okay. I'm sorry. I ran out in the living room real quick.
Who's on the line, please?
I'm sorry?
Who's on the line? Who are you? Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, my name is Toya, and I'm calling from Connecticut, Stamford.
Oh, okay. From Connecticut. Okay, beautiful. So you're going to answer the question for us?
Actually, can you come back to me? Because I was in and out of the conversation.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. We'll come back to you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 267. It's the wrong number. Hold on. One. Sorry, you guys. 214, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
My name is
Greetings.
Chikari. My name is Shikari, and the type of guys that I don't like is guys that really just try entirely too hard to just, like, try to, I guess, impress me or get my attention, or, you know, that's what I don't like.
Okay. So tell me this. When you're in a relationship, what's the number one thing that annoys you?
That annoys me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You said I know?
I said, I don't know. I'm not sure right now.
Have you been in a relationship?
Like you said, a guy that's just real weak, you know, not strong enough.
There you go. See, you sure. You sure.
I guess they can't make their own decisions.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, thank you for that. Hold the line, please. And where are you calling from? Chikari?
Oh, Chikari.
Chikari. Chikari, where are you calling from?
Chikari.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Where are you calling from?
Dallas,
from where?
Texas. Dallas.
From Dallas, Texas. All right. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us where you're calling from. Hi.
Hello. My name is Emma. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California. One thing that I can't stand in a relationship is someone who lies for absolutely no reason at all. Just lies.
Yes.
Lies. Good one. Thanks for calling in. Hold the line. Calling in next from area code 804. You're live in the remix. 804.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hey, I'm Rashad. I'm calling from Richmond.
Okay.
We really have two major things. One is people complain about all the little small things. And when you don't, you know, you want to, you know, there's nothing wrong with being expressing yourself, you're supposed to your mate or your girlfriend or boyfriend, but when you really don't think about it, you just say what you want, and then you don't appreciate it when someone else does the same thing to you. You get defensive.
Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit more personal, because I want to know what annoys the hell out of you.
That does annoy the hell out of me. When people when your spouse or your girlfriend complains about every little thing, you know, minor stuff. And
Give me an example. I want to hear an example.
Oh, you forgot to leave the light. You left the light on when you left for work today.
Oh.
Stuff like that. You know, it's annoying.
The nagging.
You know, the nagging.
Yes.
No. It's like looking for something to whine about.
Just something to whine. To whiners, to naggies. All right, that's a good one. Thanks for calling in. Hold the line. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. That's a good one. Calling in from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 719?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Darrell from Colorado Springs. Colorado.
Hi, greetings to you, Darrell. Okay, so tell us, what is the number one thing that annoys the hell out of you in a relationship?
Well, based off my last relationship, pretty much under appreciation. Your words kind of hold no weight when you're talking to her, so it's just kind of annoys me, so that's about it.
All right, well, that's a good one. All right. Well,
yeah, definitely so. Devalued, yeah.
All right, hold the line,
beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Lou. How are you?
Hi. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Soraya.
Okay. If you have us on speakerphone or earpiece, if you can take us off, we get a little bit of feedback, or turn your computer speakers down.
Okay. You can hear me better?
We sure can. All right. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from the Bronx.
Okay, from Bronx. Okay. All right. So tell us, what is the number one thing that annoys the hell out of you in a relationship?
Pettiness.
Say it again.
Honesty. Pettiness, you know, always nitpicking, but not telling the real issue as to why you're upset or if you're blue, because I'm the kind of person that likes to get to the bottom of the situation, you know, in order to
make it right. Well, give me an example of pettiness. Tell me what that looks like.
It's like two brothers and sisters, you know, when they fatigue one another, just start annoying each other for no reason. That's, to me, the pettiness. Just coming out of character for no reason. That's not warranted. Maybe it is, but it could have been showed a different way.
Got it. All right. That's a good one. Thanks for calling in. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 855. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
Hi, good night.
Yeah.
Boo, how are you doing? Esther. This is Griffin calling from Jamaica. Are you guys hearing me?
Yes. We're hearing you and everything else, Griffin. calling in from Jamaica. So definitely let us know where you're calling from. Definitely, Griffin. We can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I made sure I did say I'm calling from Jamaica. So
yes.
To answer the question is, I would say that a thing that annoys me the most is someone that always asks me if I love them, and when I don't say it, they get upset.
So what annoys you the most, and that's kind of interesting, Griffin, is someone who constantly say, do you love me? Do you love me?
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Yeah, something like that, or they would ask, you know, yeah, basically, that's it.
And so why does that annoy you so much?
Well, because when I don't say I love you back to them, they, you know, get upset. And I guess it's how I feel in response to when they ask, do you love me? I guess I just feel a bit upset. Like, I get this feeling in my chest, like, and I kind of tilt my head back and like, why are you asking me that? I'm with you, so you don't have to ask. You know, that's what I would say.
Okay. Good one. Thanks for calling in, Griffin. It's always good to hear from you.
All right.
Hold the line. Yeah, that was really, really good. Okay, you guys, here's the deal. You can take your hand down if you don't want to be the second set of questions, because we're going to go into the next question. And Esther, I'm going to have you go ahead and give the second question.
Okay, so the second question, dealing with relationships, is what is a deal breaker for you? So what is the thing that you just cannot deal with in a relationship? What is the thing that will make you end the relationship? What is the thing that makes you walk away from someone? What is a deal breaker in a relationship?
What is a deal breaker? And for you guys on the line, if you have your hands up and you know you pressed it, whether we got to your question or not, press 1 to take your hand down. Again, and then once we let you guys know that we're going to be taking calls, you can press 1 again. By the way, I want to give a big shout out because Goddess Rainwater is in the house, and if you guys don't have your dream catchers, your magical herbs, and all other of your mojo potions from the Goddess Rainwater, you definitely want to get on that. So peace and love to you, Rain. It's always good to have you in the building. So deal breakers. And we're going to go over to the Remix radio page and also probably check on Twitter, too, to see what you guys are saying.
I'm going to say this about Twitter really quick, just for the brothers out here, because we have Nelly Mail on Twitter is saying, the brothers have to come harder than that. So he's saying a brother needs to represent. So I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, and in the chat room, Shabazz Pizzazz is saying, you know, these brothers seem like they got a little bit of issues here of what's going on. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. So we want to know what's the deal breaker for you? What is the deal breaker for you in the relationship? A sister in the chat room wrote, get another woman pregnant. That's the deal breaker. Get another woman pregnant, and it's a wrap. It's a big wrap. It's a big wrap. So we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Calling in from area code 908. You're live in the Remix, Love, Sex, and Magic. Let us know what the deal breaker is for you.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Keith from Jersey.
Okay, greetings. What's the deal breaker?
Domestic violence.
Tell me what that means.
Tell me what domestic violence means, you know, because we black people. What's that? Is that picking up a chair and throwing it? What's domestic violence? Tell us what that is.
Him actually putting his hands on me.
Okay, see, that's a little different than domestic violence. Because we know a lot of violence go on, but let's talk about it. So someone putting your hands on you, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. That's what I'm saying. That's a deal breaker. All right, hold the line. So let's see. Curious to hear what the brothers got to say for a deal breaker.
Me too.
You know, we're real clear about what's deal breakers for
we
us.
So
I don't
are.
Hear about brothers. Mm-hmm. We're real clear. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 804. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 804. We're going to come back to 804, obviously. They're having a moment. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323. We're going to have to do better, people. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. You guys, press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you're there. If you had your hand up before, press 1 again so that we know that you want to ask the question or you want to answer the question now. We're also going to check over on Facebook and see. That's right. Why is everyone talking in
third
person?
That's right. I was just
Why are they talking in third person? Why not talk about this in first person? What's a deal breaker for you guys? Are you scared, brothers? Mm-hmm. You scared to say what a deal breaker is for you? Are you really scared to say
that's
what a deal breaker is? What
I can tell you some of the things they said on Twitter.
Okay, yes. Let's go to Twitter.
Oh, wow. So, Melly Mel says that the deal breaker for him is if the woman does not give head.
Ah, that's a deal breaker?
That's interesting. I want you to call in, Melly Mel. I really want you to call in and talk about that.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. You will walk away from someone if they do not give head. I think you need to call
it. If they do not engage in oral sex, you're going to walk away from them?
Interesting. Another one, Sandra just posted, a deal breaker is liars. Just point blank, liars.
Yes. Deal breaker.
Another one, this is Atia, a deal breaker is if the brother has one too many baby mamas. Feel you on that. Melly Mel just posted again. Another deal breaker is if the baby isn't mine. I'm going to need you to call in.
That's a deal breaker.
Yes.
Okay. What is this? Happy Energy says a deal breaker is she has herpes. Some interesting things going on in your life, Happy Energy.
Very interesting.
Some interesting things going on in your life.
Oh, the chat room. Brooklyn
room.
Says, when a nigga can't enjoy my company because when we're out, they're too busy looking at every other woman's sloppy titties and ass walking by. Thank you, Brooklyn, for being so very clear in that answer.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie, Brooklyn. That's a very good one.
That's a very good one. That is an excellent one. Interesting. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines now and hear some more about these deal breakers. So calling in from area code 815, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yo, this, I don't know. Hey, hold on. What's my name on the chat room? Oh, the Real City Fo. That's my name.
Okay. And so, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, right now, I'm in Romeoville, Illinois.
You're in Illinois. Okay. So, what's a deal breaker for you?
It's high-headedness. They don't listen sometimes. You know what I'm saying? It's high-headedness. Like, you trying to tell them something, this and that. And they be trying to just...
Who
you know
is
what I'm
they?
With
explain
the
guys to me who they is. Who's they?
All this. Like, they don't listen. Like, it's high-headedness. Like, they ain't do it. And then go. Like, that.
Okay.
Cheating and stuff like that. Accuse
okay.
me of this. I can't go. Like, it's over with. It's done deal. You know what I'm saying? That's the deal breaker. Done deal. After
it's
that,
a done deal when they don't listen?
Yeah, when they don't listen. When they
okay, so, but hold on. Who is they?
Oh, the chicks, you know. The dots, I don't want to say, you know, the females, the women, the relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
in that order. You feel me?
Okay.
So when they
okay.
don't listen, like, they be doing what they doing, like, be chilling with the guys, chilling with my guys, I ain't now, that's a deal breaker. Why you chilling with my homies, damn, I ain't even, I'm at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, why you...
That's a deal breaker. That's a deal breaker right there.
The real. Can I ask you a question?
You even know them,
no.
You know what I'm saying? You know them through me. Why you chilling with them for what? I ain't even know. That's a deal breaker. That's a no go. That's the dot. You know what I'm saying? That's deal breaker.
Mm.
That's real talk. That's
real. Can I ask you a question, Darrell? So, are you talking about this from personal experience? Are you saying that this has happened to you where you've had a relationship where a woman has done that, or are you saying you just don't like this type of behavior?
I don't like that behavior, and it has happened to me before. So
it's happened to you. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for calling in. That's a deal breaker. You guys heard it. All right. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 267. You're live in a remix. So please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Melly Mel Baby from Twitter, caller from Philly.
Yeah. Yes.
What's
up,
Vanessa? I'm Square Poet in the chat room, but I couldn't get online. Computer down right now.
Okay, so. It's all good. It's all good, Melly Mel. So tell us, we've kind of heard what your deal breaker is.
I'm just saying, Esther, I put up a couple joints on there, and Esther chose that one out of all of them to put on
out
there.
Out of all of them. Okay,
I just wanted to put that out there. Esther started.
Okay, well, let's kind of talk about some of them. Give us maybe two or three, and we can kind of go from there. So let's talk about a few of them.
Okay, that was one of them. The other deal breaker for me is too many male friends. And my whole thing
real?
On that is, because they all cannot be friends. Not every last one of them. I
why
mean,
not?
Coming from
why
because
not?
Me, because me being a guy, I know some dudes. They claim to be friends, just waiting for that opportunity when the woman is vulnerable.
Right.
And you know, like, nah, I can't have that.
Can't have it. So can't have too many male friends. Okay, that's one. What's the other one?
What was the other one? Oh, a fly mouth, like a woman, like who literally is just combative, like for just no reason at all.
Give us an example of being combative. Let me know.
I mean, like, oh man, it could be anything. Whether it's and it normally only happens like after you end the relationship, like you know, you a year in, the mouth just get. Sometimes, you know what I mean, it can just be fly, like, you know.
They just get mouth almighty, huh?
Yeah, just mouth almighty, you know what I mean? And I know that comes with, like, comfortability, you know, sometimes, you know, just being with a person for so long, you just feel
right.
So comfortable. So it's like, you know, those boundaries that you once respected and didn't cross, now, you know, you're crossing them, or, you know, it's just a certain respect that a man and a woman should have. I wouldn't talk to a woman a certain way, and I wouldn't expect a woman to talk to me a certain way, especially if I'm a man. You're not supposed to talk to me like, you know, I'm another female. Like, no.
Right.
You're supposed to tone that down like I wouldn't. You know,
right.
Vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can
but
feel
the
that.
Head one, the head
I want to talk about this oral sex being the deal breaker. Because, come on, you speak for a lot of brothers.
I cannot. I mean, my whole thing is that we're in a relationship. Now, to a certain point, it's like, okay, I understand. Like, as long as we put that on the table, like, we're going to have to work on that. But I cannot say I could take you as a wife. And you're not willing to give
hit. Wow. So now, let me ask you a question. I'm just kind of baffled. Help me understand this. So when you meet a sister, you feeling her, she feeling you. How do you slide that question in?
I mean, like most guys, that's not a question you slide in. You just hope that, you know, that she's comfortable enough that you ain't got to ask. But it comes with comfortability and, you know, trusting the person and to be able to be yourself and, you know, to open up and to experience. But,
well, here's the thing. What happens? You're with a girl. You two are kicking it. Y'all are dating. Y'all decide to be intimate with each other. And let's say that first time that you guys are intimate, she don't really make a go for it.
No, that's fine.
Do you say something? Because this is a deal breaker for you. Or do you just say, I'm going to wait and see what happens the next time and say something?
Yeah.
Can I add on to that? I was going to ask that. What's the time limit until it's a deal breaker? Because, you know, for sisters, we may just not want to go down there right away. I mean, that might be,
what I
mean?
Sisters is do not hesitate or have a problem with saying what it is that they want or what it was that the last guy lacked or didn't do. I just think that for the fellas that we shouldn't have to feel like it's something dirty or we're asking her to degrade herself. If you can ask for what it is that you would like, I think I should be able to ask what it is that I would like. And I wouldn't want to put myself into a situation where I know that's something that I like and you're not willing to give it to me, there's no even sense for me to even keep going.
So now, when are you going to pop that question?
I mean, once I feel like I'm saying, that's really no time. It's more like a feel for things. It's like, you know, it can be 6 months. 8 months, you know what I'm saying?
So you mean to tell me, Nelly Mel, we kicking it. 6 months in, you going to tell me, oh, I'm sorry.
No, you Miss Blue. You Miss Blue. You know what I'm saying? If we kicking it, Miss Blue, I wouldn't even ask that question whatsoever. You Miss Blue.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Nelly Mel will have me on the side of the road. You'll have me on the side of the road.
But, no, I mean, when I put that up there, I wasn't literally saying, like, you know what, if you're not going to do this, it's just not going to work.
No,
what I'm saying is we all know that sex is very important in the relationship along with communication and everything else.
Mm-hmm,
it's a very important part about, you know, your needs
getting
satisfied. But at the same time, Ms. Blue, it's that comfortability. Like, you don't feel comfortable enough to want to please me if I'm willing
I get what you're saying. I got it.
Yeah.
So it's not even about the oral sex. It's
right.
It's about
exactly.
You want somebody who is so comfortable that they really have no limitations when it comes to how you guys explore yourself.
Exactly.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to definitely stick around when we get to your sexual totems.
I do have a question for Esther, Ms. Blue, if I can ask her real quick.
Go right ahead.
Esther said you would have out me. I would like to know. I'm a big fan of the Remix family. I'm a Remix family member. I want to know how come every time we talk about love and sex, you always the co-host.
You know what?
Let the
That's
family
not
know.
True. That's not true, Melly Mel.
Let the family know.
There's a lot of shows that come on that Esther has nothing to do with, and we talk about love and sex, okay?
You know, now, I think it's something we need to observe, you know. I think we need to pay attention to that. I agree with you.
See, it was Blue agree with me. She ain't answering me on Twitter, so.
I'm going to go with Rain Water's answer. Rain Water said because she's a sexy Virgo. Thank you, Rain. Shout out to Rain. Aw,
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for clearing that up.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Yes. So hold the line and keep holding it down on Twitter. And Esther, give everybody the hashtag again for Twitter.
Yes, the hashtag for Twitter is Remix Love Sex Magic. All one word. Remix Love Sex Magic.
Mm-hmm. There you guys go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 512. You're live in the Remix.
Oh, peace. What's going on?
Peace, what's going on? Who's on the line?
Oh, this is Brother Michael.
Okay, greetings, Brother Michael. Tell us your deal breaker.
Do you remember this time, Ms. Blue?
You know, Michael, you say that every time you call in. I do remember somebody saying, do you remember me? So, based upon that, yes.
No, well, I mean, I don't mean it, like, in a bothersome way. I'm just like...
No. It's beautiful. Yes, I remember you. So tell us your deal breaker.
Well, let's see.
Now, Michael, you done been on the line all this time. You done pressed the one, Michael? No, we got some testers. I know it's kind of hard to come up with one deal, Michael, but just get one.
Okay. Well, I want to... I don't know why nothing's coming to mind.
Well, hold that thought, Michael. Something will. Hold that thought. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 203. You're live in a remix.
Hi, Ms. Lou. How are you? This is Toya again.
Hello. Greetings. Greetings, Toya. Tell us your deal breaker.
My deal breaker is when there's one too many people involved in the relationship. Meaning, like, they don't have a mind of their own. They want to listen to their friends, their family. They bring their business out. You know, like, it's just childish. It's childish mentality.
I like that. I like the way you put that. One too many people in the relationship.
For real. Like, they wasn't there helping counting strokes, so why should they be there on any other given situation?
Good, good one. Hold the line.
Very good one.
All right. Calling in next from area code 757, you're live in the Remix.
Am I in?
757? Yes.
Hi, my name is Daniel. I'm from Virginia Beach.
Okay, Daniel from Virginia Beach. Tell us your deal breaker.
I don't like it when girls have too many negative female friends that are just no good for them. They get all in the relationship, and then problems arise which weren't problems before, all because they were chatting with their female friends.
It sounds like you and Tori need to link up.
Yeah.
For real.
Y'all kind of got the same deal breaker, but, you know, that is interesting. So are you speaking from your personal experience, or is this something that you've kind of witnessed?
No, it's from personal experience.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thank you for that. Hold the line, please.
Cool.
Oh, y'all are coming up with some really, really good deal breakers.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
We have so many more questions. So we're going to kind of pause it right there. I want to kind of put this one out, and this is what Tasha Pink says. A deal breaker for me is when a man pretends to be something or someone that he isn't to get you to trust him, open up to him, and then flip the script on you. It's a total turn off.
Yes, yes, the bait
and
twist. I feel you.
I feel you on that one. Yes. That's a deal breaker. All right, you guys, we're live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, along with Esther. Love, sex, and magic right here. So now we're going to go to the next question. And I want you guys to think about this one. So for everybody on the phone lines, do me a favor because I want to make sure. I know some of you have been waiting since the first time and you haven't gotten your questions answered or we didn't get to you. So I want everyone with your hand up to press 1. And that way it's going to take your hand down. So when I see the new callers come in for the new question, I'll tell you when to press 1, and then you can put your hand back up. So 512-203-757-719-267-804-323-504-540. All of you press 1 to take your hands down. Y'all ain't listening. But when I call on you, you better have an answer to the question. Y'all ain't listening. Nobody's out there listening. Here we go. We're going to go to the next question. And I want you guys to think about this. How do you raise your sexual energy? How do you raise your sexual energy? How do you raise your sexual energy? Okay, why don't you call in, Original Titan? Why don't you call in and tell us that? 646-652-2711 is the number to call. How do you raise your sexual energy? We're going to go to the phone lines, and we want to hear this one. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Serious? I just come. Hey, I'm this the real city folk from Romeoville.
Who is it?
This city folk, this is the real city folk from Romeoville,
okay.
Illinois.
All right. Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, don't be first. Okay, the question is, you say what? How do I raise my sexual, what, energy?
Yes. How do you raise your sexual energy?
On like a day-to-day purpose, like, as far as, like, I'm finna go in, I don't even get no answer for this question. I say, well, real talk, I just say some, I don't know, porn, imagination, determination. I see what I want, I'm going in. I got it in my mind, what I'm finna do, I'm finna get it. That's how I raise my energy. Like, it's already set. I'm going to go
in. It's already set.
It's already
That's
set.
How you
it's
raise
like,
yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I ain't know I'm going to be first. I had to think about it. I just pressed 1. But real talk, though, I'm going to go in. Like, it's already set. Like, determination and, you know what I'm saying, motivation. And I see what I want. And I'm like, Joe, that's what it is. And
that's what it is.
Get it. If I don't get it, fine, move on. But I'm going to raise my energy up. I'm already built up. If I if you attractive and you I'm going in. You know what I'm saying? I'm going in with my game, whatever, however y'all put it. You know what I'm saying? How y'all wanna word it, I'm gonna go in. That's
you going in.
I'm gonna go in. So how I raise it is already in me. So if I see something, I'm already imagining it, I already see it, what I'm gonna do when I get there from step by step, however you wanna take it, you wanna stay to the Steve Harvey book, the fat date rule, whatever, I'm already with it. You know what I'm saying? I already see what I'm gonna do. That's how I raise my hand. I'm gonna go in. I'm gonna do easy, man. That's a good one.
That's a good one. I'm not gonna forget that. You gonna go in.
They don't go in. Yes.
He's going in.
I gotta go in. I gotta go all the way in.
All the way in.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. Hold the line.
All right,
we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from a private line. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Private number? Okay. They don't know they're calling from a private number, so we'll have to come back to them. But calling in from area code 203, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Soya. Again.
Soya again. All right, Soya.
All right, well, me and my sister came to the agreement, being that we are the masters of libation, we feel the easiest is masturbation.
So let me get this straight. This is how you raise your sexual energy. I'm sorry? I said, tell me again how you guys raise your sexual energy?
Masturbation.
Okay. Masturbation. That's how y'all raise your sexual energy. All right. The Reverend Goddess is going to be here on Sunday night. You definitely want to check her out. Hold the line.
Okay.
From those sisters over there told you how they get it. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 910. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 910? 910 is, they can't hear us. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Key from New Jersey.
Okay, greetings to you. And you want to tell us how you raise your sexual energy?
I would say while in the act to use different senses like smelling or like gazing into his eyes and, you know, like touching and squeezing, like stuff like that.
Touching and squeezing. What are you squeezing at?
Like, you know, all on his back and stuff, especially if he has a strong masculine back. And, you know, like sucking on the neck and all of that. The good stuff.
Okay. All right. That's how she raises it, you guys. She gets it up. All right. That's beautiful. All right, squeezing on them. That's a good one. Thank you for calling in to hold the line.
Oh, yes.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 804? Why y'all keep doing this? I don't know. Put your hand down if you're not asking a question. We're going to go to the next caller. I think that is. Let's take some chat room questions.
Okay, this question came up. This is from Rick. I hope that you don't mind me saying that, Rick Ronson. He wanted to know if there's a difference between raising your sexual energy and being horny. having a lot of sexual energy and being horny. Oh, actually, that was Artek. I'm sorry, not Rick Ron.
Okay.
This is Artek asking the question.
Yes, there's a difference between it. I mean, some of us naturally walk around, and we have a lot of sexual energy. I mean, that's our life force energy, that sexual energy. Being just straight out horny means that you want to engage in the act of having sex. Did I say what?
There you go.
Yeah, different. Yeah, being different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference between it. So, yes, it is a difference. It is. Good question, though. Good question. We're going to go to the next question. Esther, I'll let you ask that question.
Yes. Okay, so the next question is, what raises your heart frequency? So what do you do to raise your heart frequency?
What do you do to raise your heart frequency? A little different than how you raise your sexual energy. Your heart frequency, you know that thing that just kind of makes your heart go boom, 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 boom? That kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Y'all are too funny. We're going to go to the phone lines. If you have your hand up and you're not going to answer this question, all you have to do is go to your phone and press 1, and it'll take your hand down so that we know that this is not the question you wanted to answer. If you want to answer it, press 1 again, and that way we'll know to call on you. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 757. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I was supposed to put my hand out. My bad.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes? So you don't want to answer?
I don't know what's the question.
Okay. We're going to let you put your hand down.
Hold on.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
What's going on, family? It's Dean calling from Cali. How y'all doing?
Oh, good.
Hey,
how are you, Dean?
Y'all got my sexual energy up doing that. I'm just saying. I'm saying. That's what's up. I'm not mad at that greeting. I'm not mad at that greeting. I'm saying. But yeah, my sexual energy, I'm a poet, so, you know, I'm still dabbling in the chakras, learning and stuff like
yeah.
that. But I've just learned to move it around. I haven't learned how to, you know, increase it or whatever. I just know how to, you know, I've just learned how to, and I enjoy bringing it up from, you know, from the groin area up to the stomach, to the chest, and doing the same in her, controlling hers like that. So
ooh,
that's why I'm not just
hold on. You just said something key. You said and controlling it and doing the same for her. How do you do that? Explain that to us.
Well, like just building the energy up of the orgasm and stuff like that, and just taking that that same energy and just moving it away from the groin area up to you know, her body and stuff like that by just different freaky things I'll be doing. I'm saying enjoying it.
Yeah, well, beautiful, and that's what raises your sexual energy. So tell me, what raises your heart? What are those things that touch your heart that raises your heart?
Well, so you might need to teach me on that. You know, I want to learn. I'm saying.
Wait a minute.
I call here to learn some secrets. What you talking?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, these are the things that just touch your heart, you know, that, you know, maybe it's something you see, a kind gesture, an act, something your lady can do for you that really just hits you in your heart. What is that? That just kind of raised that energy in your heart.
Well, that the actual feeling, like, you know, when she's sleeping, you know, stuff like that, and you know, and just that peace, you know, and it's just like you'd be like, oh, and you really, you feel it in your chest, and you know, and you feel closer to that person. I've had some, you know, got to my emotions that, you know, oh man,
right.
That's beautiful, you know.
Aww,
and stuff like that.
That is.
And then
that
I put my finger on her nose and said, don't be faking it now. Be really, did I really put you to sleep? I got questions. But hey, you know, because y'all know y'all fake it too sometimes, you know. But hey. You know, but she passed the finger test. She really sweet. You know, I'll be, oh, that's beautiful. See, that's what's up. I'm
Aww.
Saying that touched my heart. That really do. That really do. I'm saying
that's a good one. That's a good one. That's really a good one. Okay. Well,
but
thank
yeah, I just
you.
Enjoy
it's
moving
so
the energy around because it feels good when you pull all that
yes,
energy down
does.
From there and you pull it to your stomach mm-hmm. and then your chest and then your neck and you be like that's
mm-hmm.
a that's a good ass feeling, you know, and stuff like
yes,
that. So.
It is.
You know, so I'm still
yes,
learning and I'm still listening. So that's what's up.
All right. Well, beautiful. Keep working with it. Keep moving it. It's a
that's
beautiful.
I'm
going to
practice
season.
When I hang up. That's what's up. My hand is going to be
right.
down and up. And up. That's what's up. Put your head up.
Hell
yeah. That's what it is. Peace, y'all. That's what's up. We in the building.
Peace. Hold the line. Oh, that's beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 719? Okay. We can't hear you, 719. Okay, we're going to come. 719?
I didn't mean to push it. The number one. Hello?
Yes, that 719, yes. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, I didn't mean to push the button. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, well, your hand is up, so push the button again and take your hand down. Push it again. Press one. Press one. Take your hand down. It's still up. You got to press one. Take it down. All right, we're going to take some of the responses from out of the chat room and see what you guys have to say about some
and
of the
I'll
ways.
Go on. Twitter too.
Yes,
on Twitter.
Okay.
Danny May on Twitter says that she makes love and meditates to raise her heart frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Quartz says that she indulges in desires like massages.
Mm-hmm.
Melly Mail says he wants to learn.
Melly
Mel. Yes, he said he wants mm-hmm. to learn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. All right, you guys, we're going to continue after the next question.
Yes. So the next question is, name three things that you look for in a mate that you do not have. So what are three traits that you look for in a mate that you do not possess?
Yes. Things to make you go, three traits that you look for in a mate that you do not have. So these are three things, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press one once you get on the phone line if you want to answer the question. So I want you to think about three things that you look for in a mate, but these are things that you don't possess. What are these three things that you look for? You know what? Cash, money. You know what? Three things that you look for in a mate that you don't possess. We're going to go to the phone line and see what's going on over there. Calling in from area code 540, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
This y'all's boy, No Thang, calling out Run Over Jay.
Oh, No
Hey,
No
Thang.
Hey, we
what's crack
much laughing? Love to you. Yes, love to you, No Thang. Yes.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I couldn't think of three, but I could think of one, and one it would be that motherly energy that I need right now.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Aww,
yeah.
That is beautiful. A good one. motherly energy. Sisters, you hear that, right?
Yeah.
You hear that.
Holla at your boy, no thanks.
Yes. No thanks, y'all.
Hey.
It is so good to have you in the house. We love
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I've been trying to get back on the show, and I've been trying to get back on the show for a little minute, but I finally got on here, so it's all good.
We all miss right. you, no thanks.
Yeah,
yes,
I miss you too,
yes.
Elsa. And Miss Blue.
Yes, yes. All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 267. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 267?
Oh, snap. What's going on, Miss Blue? I thought I pressed one and got off. Esther already had 7 months from the last one. I was calling
oh, okay.
that one. I'm sorry.
So you don't have three qualities?
No, not really. I mean, you said three qualities that I don't have. I actually look for qualities that I do have. I never thought of it that way.
Okay, so we'll give you a little bit of time to ponder that.
Yeah.
Ponder those three things that you look for that you don't have and see what's going on. Let's see what's going on. We don't have no sisters who want to give their take. Y'all seem a little shaky on this question right here.
They really do.
The
they really
yeah,
do.
They seem a little shaky. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 908, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Key again from Jersey.
Okay, all right. All right, so tell us the three things you look for in a mate that you don't possess.
Well, of course, financial responsibility, because I'm not responsible when it comes to money. Emotional stability, because I'm just, you know, I could be take things too sensitively or, you know, get mad for no, you know, not, well, for a reason, but, you know, I get angry fast. And then the third one is to listen, because sometimes I don't listen. And that's it.
You know, that's so interesting. By the way, the chat room is going crazy. So you look for a man that basically got money.
No, not really, but has the know-how to keep money, to, you
okay.
know, help me manage my money.
Okay, so someone that is better skilled at maybe managing money than you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the first thing. And this one I found very interesting. You said you look for someone who can listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't possess listening. Tell me how that works.
I mean, I do, but sometimes when I think I do, I'm not hearing. Like, I'm hearing it all, but I'm not really listening. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not really, it's not penetrating into me. It's
mm-hmm.
just going in one ear and throughout the other.
Okay, so you look for someone who listens.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one?
Emotional stability, because also sometimes I could be very harsh, very blunt.
So
and
you
I
need
don't
someone
to be that way.
Right. So you need someone to sort of kind of give you these reflections that you really are trying to sort of kind of get in alignment for yourself, is what you're saying.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing. Are you in the chat room, by the way?
No, I'm on Twitter, Crystal Quartz.
She's on Twitter. That's Crystal Quartz, yeah.
She's on Twitter, fellas, because they're kind of going crazy in the chat room over here. She's on Twitter. She's right in there. Uh-huh. Appreciate your honesty. You speak for thousands. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You. All right, that's a good one,
Chad. That was a good one. I want to clarify something that was said in the chat room. This is Rick Ronson said about, he said that no one wants to admit their fault.
And I just wanted to say that this isn't really about flaws. This is about what you look for in someone else as something that you don't possess. It isn't necessarily a bad thing to evaluate yourself
right. Anyway.
So you shouldn't think of it as a flaw. It's just something that you know this is not something that you have. And so I wouldn't look at it. It's not in a negative
aspect.
It's not a
negative.
It's not that way.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a negative aspect at all. And, of course, we're talking about three things. And so the reality may be that you guys have hundreds of things in common. But it
is
just those minute things, those degrees of separation, that really sometimes makes the difference. So really good clarification. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, and hopefully I get to the right caller. Calling in from area code 214, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, this is Chikari, a.k.a. Happy. And what I look for is somebody that's really not afraid of rejection and somebody that's not afraid to express themselves. And that's the only one I can think of.
So someone who's not afraid of rejection.
Yes.
So is it safe to say you're afraid of rejection?
Yes.
Okay. And someone, and then someone who can express themselves.
Yes, they can show me like you don't have to be afraid to express yourself and you don't really have to be afraid of what everybody thinks and just to express yourself no matter what.
All right. Okay. Beautiful. Sounds like the sisters are being very, very honest tonight.
They really are.
No brothers tonight. Where are the brothers at? Where y'all at? Trying to, press one. You guys can do it.
Don't you think that it's interesting that we have the brothers really involved with the sexual conversation, but then when we ask about these questions, the brothers are so active. I think that's kind of interesting, brothers. Where y'all at?
I think it's real interesting. Where you at? Yeah. I see the brother here, but y'all aren't giving anything. Yeah. This is Cam in the chat room says someone spontaneous, owns a home, and social. Rick, you funny, Rick.
For real.
You funny, Rick. You real funny. Okay, you guys. Well, let's go on to the next question. This should be interesting. And we should get a lot of responses for the brothers. Esther, if you could read that, please.
Yes. So the last question is going to be, what makes you a good lover? So give us three things that makes you a good lover.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what are three things that makes you a good lover? So, give us three things that you think makes you a good lover.
There you go. Press one. Three things that makes you a good lover. Three things that makes you a good lover. We're waiting on you guys. We're waiting on you guys. Press one when you get on the phone line. If you've already pressed one, you need to press one. Take your hand down and press one again. Because I'm not going to call in the same people who have their hands up. Let's see. Oh, y'all putting some stuff in the chat room. Oh, my goodness.
Kevin
G says he likes to try new things in bed. He's very sensual and passionate.
Mm-hmm. Griffin said, I'm passionate, I listen, and I love to use my tongue.
Mm. All righty then.
Well.
Mm-hmm. That is something. Yeah, you see that, Yolisa.
You see that, Yolisa.
No time answering this question. No time. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 623. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what makes you a good lover. Make sure you turn your computer speakers down.
Hello?
Yes, can you turn? We're hearing a lot of feedback in the background. Hello? We're going to come back.
Am I on? Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Hi, everyone. Okay, let me turn this down. Okay, it's probably a television. Could you turn that down a little bit?
Okay,
yes, I'm here.
Okay, who's on the line, please?
My name is Nagash Dasha.
Oh,
and so I'm calling from Arizona.
Okay, cool.
Wow, very funny.
Tell us what makes you a good lover.
Well, wow, a number of things, actually, and I'm not being vain at all. I just think I'm an overall really good person from the heart. I'm very sincere. I love very deeply from the heart. I'm pretty open to what's natural and versatile. And I think I'm a beautiful person.
Beautiful. I like that, Act. I really, really like that. That's a good response there, good answer. So thank you for sharing that and hold the line for it.
Okay.
Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. That really was. We're going to go to the next caller. Call in from area code 804. Don't you guys feel so nasty in the chat room. Go ahead. 804.
I guess you're talking to me?
Yes, 804.
Okay. This is Sister Angel calling from Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Angel, Richmond, tell us what makes you a good lover.
Okay, I think that the understanding that all the love that I can offer comes from within me, so I'm not disappointed in my love. So I think that makes me a good lover.
Okay.
Next thing. That's so funny because I'm feeling y'all energy. The next thing is being free, which is just being myself. And allowing, the third thing is accepting the love that my husband has to offer for me and in his way. Because men don't offer love the same way we do. So if I expect him to do it this way or do it that way, then I won't be able to receive the love that he's given or vice versa. So I'm just about being open and accepting it where it is and how it is. And then also, I'm leaving the room for it to grow.
That's it. Yeah, that sounds beautiful. Have you tried this whole men thing out? Sound like you experimented with quite a few to know that.
Well, just my husband. I mean, he's been quite a few different men. Like, we all go through our transformation, so we've been together for a while.
Right.
And, just experiencing the different phases he went through and the different phases that I went through.
Beautiful.
I guess I can say I have experienced different men within him. I mean, I've had other men too, but just the real love stuff and really doing the love work, I think I would have to give him the credit for that.
So, yeah. That's nice. That's beautiful. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. All right,
okay.
Hold the line. All right, so the question is, what makes you a good lover? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 815 is doing the most.
Hello.
Yes, greetings to the line, please.
This is the real city from Romeoville.
Okay.
Illinois.
All right.
And
so tell us,
to answer your question.
Yeah. Tell us what makes you a good lover, because you're kind of talking like you don't know much about loving. So help me understand. What makes you a good lover?
I mean, real talk, like, I just do me. Like, I don't really know. Like, I'm just me. Like, it's whatever to me. Like, far as my partner, like, whatever she like, if I feel comfortable with it, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
You're with it.
Sexually, emotionally, physically, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just stay true to me. I just do me. And like,
just do you.
Yeah. And she do her, and we come together. That's what it is. Like, I ain't really got no, like, I can't really say what made me a good lover. She had to tell you that. But from my point of view, I say, I'm saying just like, I'm all about love, though. Like, if I'm feeling her, like, I'm with it. I'm there.
You
I'm
with
there.
It. You going in.
I'm basically, that's the word. I'm going in.
You're going in.
Real talk, though, like I'm all about love. So you know, that's like, it's so much I can say. I can't really give that right now because you caught me off guard. But this is like,
okay, we got you. We really got you. You with it? Whatever she got, you with it, and you going in. You going all the way in.
Mm-hmm.
Zareel, can I ask you, would you describe yourself as being passionate? Would you describe yourself as being caring? Like, are any of those things that you would say,
like,
you know?
I'm passionate, caring. I'm like, when I want to be and when I need to be. When it's time for that, I'm all of that. Like, I'm not no arrogant person. Like, I'm just, like, long as I feel like she is real, As I'm real, is like, we're on the same page, and then we're gonna go far. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's gonna be. Like, I'm in it. Like,
you in it.
Yeah.
You just in it.
You in it. I feel you.
You in it. Okay. You in it. That's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you for that. Hold the line. We're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please.
It's
tell us
Key.
Who you are and where you're calling from.
Who is it? It's Key from Jersey.
All right. So let us know, what makes you a good lover?
I like to spoil my mate. That's number one. Number two, also.
How do you spoil him? I got to know. Come on.
Like, as far as, like, being considerate, you know, like, to do little things that I know that he likes, you know.
Like what? Give us some example. Give us the good stuff.
I would say, like, you know, to, like, I don't know, like, leave out his favorite snack or whatever. Anything that he personally would like, you know, like, I like to personalize things.
Mm-hmm. Like, give us an example.
Give us a concrete example. What do you mean when you say personalized things?
Like, I would say, like, cook his favorite meal without him having to ask me, or, you know, something that he may like, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I just like to do spontaneous things like that.
Like,
you know.
Squeeze him. You like to squeeze him?
No, not necessarily that. But mm-hmm. if he likes a favorite outfit of mine, I would like, you know, to make sure I wear that enough for him.
Right. Mm. Okay.
And
beautiful. Mm-hmm.
And then number two would just be, I love being a good friend. You know, people get caught up so much in being boyfriend and girlfriend, they forget how to really actually be the person's friend, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Good one. Beautiful.
And I just like your personal space, and that's it. That's number three.
You like what's the last one?
Personal space, to give personal space.
Personal space.
Tell us what that means, because that sounds like you let him do whatever he want to do. What's personal space?
No, I mean, like, I don't want to be all stuck up under you because I don't want you to get tired of me at the same time. Like, if you're, like, watching a game or something, I'm not just going to sit there and watch the game with you if I don't want to watch it. But a lot of, I mean, I'm not going to say a lot of women, but I'm just going to speak for me. But I'm not the type of person to sit there just to see what you're doing, you know. Like, I would want to go off and do my own stuff and, you know. Then when we link up, it'd be that much more special because, you know, we don't spend every waking moment together.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you for that. Hold the line. That was great.
Okay.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hey, Ms. Blue, what's up? This is Corey from Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Corey from the ATL.
Yeah, I'm glad we got on. Me and Nisha, we just called in, and at first we couldn't get in, so we got on. I apologize. We only got on like 10 minutes ago. I want to be on topic.
That's all right. You won't have any problems with answering this question. What makes you a good lover?
Oh, let me tell you what makes me real. Well, what makes me a good lover is when I'm making love, I'm more about, I really want the spiritual connection more than just, you know, the physical thing. Because, you know, I had... You know, I came up in the 90s, the Biggie Tupac days. So,
right.
You know what I mean? And once I passed that and I got over that and got used to being a man and understanding my own body and got over that amazement, and I realized that, you know, making love is wonderful. I love making love, especially to somebody.
Right.
So I think what makes me a good lover is that I am first and foremost about the spiritual connection. So
beautiful. That was great. Thank you for calling in, Corey. See, I knew you wouldn't have any problems with that question right there. So that's beautiful and a perfect way for us to close out that whole question. And you have to go back and download. So we got some good ones on this. We got some really, really good ones on this. So hold the line. Peace and love to you guys over there.
All right.
Beautiful. Wow. You guys, yes. All right. So here's the deal. Up next, what are we doing next, Esther? We're going to talk about the totems.
Oh, yeah. Let's do totems. Let's do the sexual totem. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. We're going to talk about your sexual totems. And we're going to talk about this, and we're going to kind of throw some totems out there to you guys. And we want you, whether you're on Facebook, whether you're on Twitter, we want you to kind of just let us know if you sort of had a sexual style. If you had a sexual style and it was in the form of being described as some of our animals out of the animal kingdom, how would that sexual style be for you? What do you feel you kind of would gravitate towards naturally? So I'm going to give you the rundown on a couple of these, couple of our little animal friends that are out there. And let me know kind of where you fit in. So would you say that more of your sort of kind of sexual kind of style be more like a honeybee?
So I want you to think about a honeybee. So would you be more like a honeybee? You know, a honeybee sort of produces a lot of honey. So would you be more like a honeybee? Or would your sexual style kind of be a little bit like a baboon? You know, a baboon really is about making love and not war. Would it be like a baboon? Or would your sexual style kind of be like a hyena? Yeah, interesting. Or would you be more like the hyena? Or maybe you're like the giraffe. So think about the animal. Think about the giraffe. Or maybe more like a penguin. Maybe more like a penguin. We're going to give you these, and we want you guys to talk about these. Or maybe more like a giraffe. Is it more like a penguin? I want you to think about that. Is it more like a penguin? Is it more like a dolphin? Could you say that you're kind of like a dolphin, more like a dolphin? What about a panda? Is your style more like a panda, you know? Or would you say it's more gorilla style, kind of like a silverback, like a gorilla? So I want you to think about these totems that me and Esther are giving you, and I want you to think about your sort of sexual style. So if you had to kind of pick a totem that sort of expressed your sexual style, intuitively, I want us to kind of use our intuitive energy here. And out of these eight, I want you to pick one of the eight. I know there's thousands of animals in the animal kingdom, but I want you to think about these eight. Stay with me. And I want you to pick one of these eight. So is it more like a honeybee? Is it more like a baboon? Is it more like a hyena? Is it more like a giraffe? Is it more like a penguin? Is it more like a whale? Or is it more like a panda? Or is it more like a gorilla, a silverback? I want you to think about those. I hear some people saying a baboon. I see Griffin said a gorilla. And Rick said a gorilla. You guys are going to find this so interesting. So I'm going to kind of check all over.
Yes, 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 check.
And so, let's see. Okay, so let's see. I want to see, is there anyone on Twitter? I want to see what else you guys are doing. Let's see. Oh, Fetty said more like a hyena. Let's see any of the other choices. Sebek said like a dolphin. Jen said we got a giraffe.
In the chat room, Sebek said dolphin. Jen, Jack said giraffe. Dia said hyena. Black Majesty said dolphin. Activated Liquor said silverback. Who else this is. That random said baboon. Almost said a hyena. Afia said a dolphin and gorilla. Darren said a silverback.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, so they answered in the chat room. Yes, indeed. All right, Crystal Quartz on Twitter said a honeybee. Melly Mail said a panda. Okay.
All right, you guys. So now we're going to kind of give you the skinny on these amazing animals. Let's first talk about the honeybee. And so this is kind of like a fascinating story about the honeybee. Now, one of the things that happened with the queen honeybee, what she does is, you know, they could have actually
about 10,000 eligible bachelors in the colony. So imagine being that one queen, that one honeybee, and you have 10,000 bachelors that you can choose from. What the queen does is she actually kind of calls them off in droves. And it'd be interesting to see if there was any brother who was, and we're getting a little bit of static here. Let me check something. It would be interesting to see if there was any brother who actually was a part of the honeybee. That would be real interesting. But what she does is once the bees come together, and they come out in droves, the lucky male, what he does is when he's engaging in that act of sex with the queen bee, the one who gets it in snaps his penis off, and that penis acts as a plug, and what it does is it prevents the rest of those brothers coming up, those men, from fertilizing the queen. So he really kind of makes his own sacrifice of trying to be that person. So that's all you honeybees out there. I thought that was cool. That's all the honeybees.
It is cool. That is cool. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. He sacrificed himself. Talk about being that one, being the one. Let's talk about the baboon. The baboon, one of the things that he does is in their territory, in their lovemaking category, they actually, and this is from a book actually called Domestic Males, but what they do is they really believe, they are not about war at all. They are about love. In fact, one of the ways that they solve, or one of the only ways that they solve fights over food and territory is by having sex. Ain't that cool? They say, check it out, man. I'm not going to get at you. You ain't going to get at me. I'm going to go over here and have sex with this woman, and we're going to solve this way. And so they use sex as a greeting. That's how they greet each other. Now, I know a lot of you out there would love to greet each other by having sex, but this is actually how they greet each other, and this is how they solve disputes and all kinds of things. One of the things that they also do, they tongue kiss, and also for you brothers and sisters out there, they engage in oral sex. They do things like mutual masturbation. Face-to-face, they even, with some of the men, they actually do penis fencing. So that's for all of you baboons out there. So now, let's talk about the hyena. And do we have some hyenas?
Yes, we have some hyenas.
You still with us, Esther?
I'm here, yes. We had some hyenas. We did have hyenas.
We had some hyenas. Let's talk about hyenas. Now, in the hyena family, the woman really wears the pants in this family because they are actually bigger, they're actually stronger than the male. And one of the things is they're also more aggressive. Did you guys also know that female hyenas had balls for real? They had balls. So all you hyenas out there, the hyenas actually have balls. Yeah, they have balls. They really do. Isn't that something? Some people are saying that's them all day. That's them all day. So hyenas have balls for real. And they also have sort of what's called sort of a pseudo penis. which is basically an enlarged clitoris, that they can erect at will. That's pretty interesting. And so what happens is, that's interesting, but there's still, you know, the females actually give birth through their penis. Talk about having balls. Ain't that something? I didn't know that.
Yes, yes.
The hyenas give birth, the female hyenas, through their penis. That's talk about intestinal fortitude. It's some tough chicks. So next, let's talk about giraffes. Because I know we had some giraffes out there. So
yes,
let's talk
did.
About giraffes. Mm-hmm. Now, giraffe males are really kind of freaky. Because what they do is the male giraffe will keep nudging the female giraffe on her butt until he gets her to urinate. And then he'll chase her around after he's taken a whole mouthful of her urine. If it tastes good to him, then he's going to, as our boy would say earlier, he's going to go in. He's going to go all the way in. So all of you out there who are giraffes, yeah. So he goes all the way in. He just gives it everything that he got. He rubs on her butt until he gets her to urinate, and then he's going to taste that. If it's good for him, talk about urine therapy. If it tastes good to him, then he's going all the way in. So now, do we have any penguins out there? Do we have any penguins out there? So we can talk about those of you who were penguins. Y'all are crazy. We're going to talk about the penguins. Now, one of the things that's interesting, who are our penguins out there, Esther? Do we have any?
I didn't see any penguins. I'm sure there are some out there, but I did not see any in the chat room.
It looks like Happy Energy said that Happy says you'll be a penguin.
Okay.
So let's talk about that, Happy. Let's talk about you and being a penguin. And the other ones, we see you on the phone line, that are penguins. Now, the interesting thing about penguins have what they call really penguin couples. So they spend sort of their lives apart from each other, and they sort of kind of meet each other in March, and they sort of kind of travel from place to place to be with each other. And what happens is, and I think this is the sweetest thing in the world, the male penguin, once he gets ready to mate, he stays in one place. He'll lower his head into his chest, and he'll call out for the female. He'll call out for the female. And he actually will begin to sing. And so when the right female comes along, she will come, they will put themselves head to head and chest to chest, and they will begin to sing to each other. And they will continue to just sing to each other. Now, the interesting thing is male penguins don't have penises. And female penguins don't have vaginas. So they use another process, more of an oral defecation, you know, for their reproductive system. But that's what they do. So once they have laid the egg, what the female does is she transfers it very carefully to her man. And he holds it. He keeps the egg warm. He tucks it under his skin until it hatches. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? Yeah, yeah. All right, let's talk about the dolphins. Let's talk about the dolphins. How many dolphins do we have out there?
Can you hear me? There were a lot of dolphins. There were a lot of dolphins in the room.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk about the dolphins. One of the things about the dolphins is dolphins don't care. They freak by nature. Dolphins don't care who's looking. They don't care where you're looking at. They gonna have sex anywhere. The dolphins is just gonna get it in. Now, here's one of the things that you probably didn't know about the dolphins, is that dolphins have what's called a retractable penis, okay? And not only is the penis retractable, but it also swirls. He can make it twirl. He can make it swirl. He can make it twirl. And the dolphins also use their penis to explore things kind of like their hands. Particularly when it comes to male dolphins, you know, one of the things about male dolphins, they're very aggressive. And when it comes to female dolphins, and they have a strong sex drive. And they can have sex a whole lot of times during the day. Matter of fact, they can spend almost a whole day having sex. Usually when you see dolphins, you'll see them side by side with each other. And that side by side, when they're swimming side by side, that is really them having sex because they have that attractable penis that comes out. Now, here's one of the things that you need to know also about the dolphin, the male dolphin. The male dolphin can have sex so many different times a day. He can get it on, as Marvin Gaye says. He can get it on and get it on and get it on. His average time for ejaculation, and for those of you who are dolphins, you might want to know this, is 12 seconds. His average time for ejaculation is 12 seconds. 12 seconds. And in fact, the dolphins are so horny sometimes, and their sexual appetite, sometimes you can find them humping objects. They'll be humping sea turtles. You know, they just freaks out there. And then another thing that they'll do, they'll get together in packs, and they will find a female dolphin, and they will force her to have sex. So they basically go around doing gang rape. You know, come on, girl, give it up. You know you want to give it up to one of us. So they do all of that. Dolphins be out there trying to rape folks. That's for all you dolphins out there. Let's talk about the panda. Let's talk about the panda. Rick, you crazy. Rick said, take that, take that. Okay, let's talk about the panda. One of the things about the panda is that the pandas are just kind of chilling. They're kind of relaxing. They really just kind of, you know, pandas just kind of like to do their own thing. They kind of chill. They kind of relax. They kind of, they're good to go. You know, when you see a panda, you just want to relax. You just want to sit back, and you just want to relax. Well, one of the things that they have found, and this is more for pandas who've been in captivity or in zoos, is that they had a hard time sort of kind of getting them to get interested in sex because they were so busy chilling. They were so busy watching humans and doing all kinds of things. So one of the things that they did to help the pandas really kind of get their libido up and really kind of get into that sexual energy is that they let pandas watch porno movies to sort of kind of get them to get into sex. So pandas did that. They show them, this is sort of a part of their initiation rite when they sort of get with the pandas, if they let them watch porno movies. Yes, they certainly do. Yeah, that's pretty deep. I thought that was pretty deep. All right, let's go down to the gorilla. I know we had a lot of gorillas out there. Where are my gorillas at? Where's all the gorillas
oh,
at?
A lot of gorillas.
The silverback. Mm-hmm. Where are they at? Where are they at? Call them out.
Afia. Black Majesty, I believe, was a gorilla. I want to say Griffin might have been a gorilla, too. What's some more gorillas? Activated Knicker, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Where the rest of the gorillas at?
Yeah, we had some gorillas. Some of y'all want to be dolphins and gorillas. So let's talk about the gorillas. Let's talk about the silverbacks. Now, one of the things about the silverbacks, as you guys know, a mature gorilla, which is actually called a silverback, they can be huge. You know how you see that big brother walking down the street? They can be huge, like solid huge. You know, up to 425 pounds or even more, you know. Now, the cool thing is the gorillas, the silverbacks, they actually sort of kind of travel or they live in what's called troops. They live in troops. And these troops that they live in, they can be up to 5 to 30 females. Ooh, talk about polygamy, huh? They can have up to 5 to 30 females. And what he does, the silverback, is he actually mates with them all year long. So he just go from this sister to that sister to this one to that one to that one. He does that all year long. And because, you know, it really isn't a whole lot of silverbacks out there. It ain't a lot of them. So scarcity, kind of feel like us sisters sometimes, you know. He's kind of scary looking and he can protect the group. So, you know, hey, he got it on. Now, for all of you silverbacks out there, there's a downside to being this big silverback. And that is that the silverback, even though he can have a troop with up to 5 to 30 females, his penis is about an inch to an inch and a half. His penis is about an inch to an inch and a half. So now, the next time you jump up and say you want to be that silverback, you might want to think about it. I mean, there's no competition, so, you know. So sisters kind of got to.
That's right, Jim Jack. That's right. Womp, womp. That's exactly right.
So just some fun animal facts for you guys to let you know about sort of your sexual animal totem that expresses you. And how you can begin to get that out. So we're live in the remix, of course, with your host, Miss Blue, and also Esther. Don't forget, you guys, on Sunday night, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be by, and she's going to be doing her thing and doing it well. All right, Esther, I think it's time now we can go ahead and go to, maybe we can go over our playlist really quick.
Yeah, yeah. Could do that.
Okay, I'll let you go first.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want me to read all our songs or just one?
Yes, you can read them all.
Okay, all right. So this is my playlist for just for increasing that love energy, raising the sexual energy, just kind of getting into that mode. So my first song is
Sade, Love is Stronger Than Pride, one of my favorite songs from Sade, and really helped me to kind of let go of the ego and really focus on love and get over stuff that's, you know, not that important and move past. My next song is Most Def, The Panties. One of my jams really helps you just to focus on being in the moment. One of the things he says in the song is don't want to be nowhere but here, just like kind of gets you to focus on what's going on at that time. My next song is Diamond Girl by Ryan Leslie, and that really, for me, helps to, like, raise my energy to just realize that you are the diamond in the rough, to just really focus on kind of lifting your own energy up. You're special. The next song is Next, it's Butter Love, and that's that feeling of that sweet, sexy love. Just, you know, the love just makes you feel so good. My next song is My Heart Belongs to You by Jodeci. That has to do with, of course, you know, giving your heart to others and also to yourself. The next song is Shake It Down by J.B. That's Dilla. That's really recognizing the feelings that you have for yourself and for others. My next song is Usher, Can You Handle It? And I love that song because it really kind of makes you think about recognizing situations for what they are, and focusing on what your intent is. You know, can you really handle what's going on? Can you really handle this situation? And then my last song is D'Angelo, How Does It Feel? So paying attention to your feelings. And that's my playlist for this week in February.
All right. Awesome playlist. You guys want to get on it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my playlist here. So let's see. One of the songs, and I thought about it, just, you know, this energy that we're in at this particular time is the first one, Minnie Riperton, Loving You is Easy Because You're Beautiful. And that always reminds me of everything in my life that is about love, and just how easy it is to really be in that space of where love is. The next song that I have on my playlist is Rick James and Tina Marie, Fire and Desire. Just really kind of reminding me of that fire and that desire and just kind of being in that moment and just being in that place. Also on my playlist is Future, and that's Turn on the Light. And really, really love that song. Everyone knows I love that song. I love that song just because of the anticipation that it represents of how he's saying, you know, I know you exist. I heard about you. Turn on the lights because I'm looking for you. And just that reflection of boy meets girl and sort of that kind of thing together that's coming in. Another one of my favorites is Sade, Kiss of Life, because that's truly how I embrace life. That's truly how I embrace love. It is about just that kiss of life. I remember that. The other one, and I just could not decide, so I had to put it on there twice, and that is Kim, the singer Kim, I Can't Stop Loving You. That song always puts me in the best mood ever, Kim, and I Can't Stop Loving You. And then also When Love Calls, because we all know that when love calls, it's over. It's over when love calls. And another one of those that I have on the list is, this is always one to touch my heart, and that is I Call Your Name. So you guys, y'all may be a little too new school for I Call Your Name by Switch. I Call Your Name, because it's nothing more beautiful than to have somebody who really, really is into you say your name. I think too many times we've become so generic, and so when you hear somebody and they're constantly saying baby, 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 that's a generic term that anybody can be their baby. But when someone can truly get you into the space where they can call your name, that's what's up. And that song always reminds me of I love you, so I can call your name. So when I'm in that intimate space with my man and it's I call your name and he can call my name, that's the beautiful thing. So that's my playlist, you guys, that just kind of some of the songs. We could go on and on. It took us forever to decide.
For real, yes.
Kind of shorten this list down.
Exactly.
You just have a few of these songs. Yes, I could go on and on. The Isley Brothers. They'll Never Be Got Switched. Oh, no, I don't want to. You know, we could just go on and on and on. So from time to time, we're going to share with you guys our playlist. If you guys have a really good playlist, go over to the Remix Radio group and post your playlist there so others can check them out too and we can see those things. So I could go on. And I have so many people on there that I could name that is, I don't even know. I couldn't even go. Tony, yes.
Of course, yes.
The closer yes. I get to you, Roberta Flack and Tebow, yes, Yolisa. Oh, we could go on and on and on and on. We could go. Yes, we could.
Absolutely.
Just you and me. Oh, we could go on. We'll be here all night. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shalimar, I Learned to Respect the Power of Love by Stephanie Mills. I mean, wow. We got.
Oh, yes. Raheem Devon, of course. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Raheem Devon. Yes. All right, so Esther, what's next? What we got up next?
So we can do our sexy linguistics code, or we can do the body talk game.
Let's do the sexual linguistics. Let's do that.
Okay, perfect. All right. So this is going to be a little bit of a spin of our toning linguistics. We're going to do a sexual linguistics code, which is going to be a three-line message that you're going to write for yourself. You're going to do this. You can do this on paper, of course, now, but maybe you want to do this on a little card or something that you can carry with you. And really the goal behind this is to write this message down for yourself that's going to help you to raise your sexual energy, to raise your love energy, to refocus that energy. So this is the message that you're going to be writing to yourself. And you can get really funky with it. You can decorate the cards. You can get your markers out, glitter, all types of stuff that you want to do with it. There's going to be a shorter message, and we're going to give out words. We're going to mix up the words. We'll do Hindi words and English words as well. I'll go ahead and do the first word, and then I'll turn it over to you, Miss Blue. So maybe I should give everybody a second to get ready, because y'all still talking about songs in the chat room. Get some pens and paper, everyone. We're getting back to our exercises. Okay, the first word is going to be affection. And this word in Hindi is sneha. So the spelling of that is S as in Sam, N-E-H-A. So the word means affection, and it's sneha. And just so that you all know, whenever we give the Hindi words, you're going to use the actual Hindi word in what you're writing. So the first word is affection. It's sneha in Hindi. And that is S-N-E-H-A.
All right. You guys got it? All right. So the next word is going to be affection. No. Sorry. Lifted. So you know how you get lifted? Somebody lifts you up? Lifted.
Mm-hmm. So the next words, plural, is going to be wide open. like someone got you wide open. And that in Hindi is Vista Se Kulawa. And I'll say it again, and I'm going to spell it. It's Vista Se Kulawa. And you spell it V as in Victor, I S T A R A. Say is S E. And then Kulawa is actually two words. It's K H U L A and then H U A. So I'll pronounce it again, I'll spell it again. Vista Se Kulawa. And it's V I S T A R A S E. K-H-U-L-A-H-U-A. Vista Se Kulawa.
There you go. Wide open. So the next word, and this is going to be your English word, is trust. Trust. Trust.
Trust, yes. And the next word is going to be infatuation. And this means a sakti. So this is a sakti in Hindi. And it is A-S-A-K-T-I, a sakti. And that's infatuation.
The next word is grateful. Grateful. I am so grateful for you. Just grateful. Grateful.
And the last words are true love. And true love is sachakra in Hindi. And it is spelled, it's two words. It's S-A-C-C-A and then P-Y-A-R-A. But it is pronounced sachakra. So S-A-C-C-A-P-Y-A-R-A, pronounced the chakra.
So we're going to go over the words again, just to make sure everyone has them, and whenever you're ready.
Okay. First word is sneha, and that means affection.
Second word is lifted.
The third word is Vista Se Kulawa, and that means wide open.
The fourth word is trust.
The fifth word is asakti, and that is infatuation.
The sixth word is grateful.
And the last word is sachakra, and that means true love.
All right. So there you go, you guys. you have the words there. What we're going to do is, and we'll probably be talking in the background, but we're going to put on a little bit of music so you guys can kind of jam a little bit to that.
Yes.
We
and
get
just
ready.
So that you know, you all are doing three lines, and this is your sexual linguistics. So this is your personal sexual code, something to raise the sexual energy, raise your love energy, so you can get funky with this.
Yes, yes, yes. You can get funky and just begin to write whatever comes to you. And let's see here. Let's see if we can get the song pulled up for you here. Hold on just a second. Keep you right with you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, so here we go.
Mm.
I am really doing all of this talking, and I'm here.
There you go.
I'm really doing all of this talking. Peace and greetings to you guys out there. And I was saying, you know, do you think everybody got it? We need a little bit more time. What are we looking like out there?
I think you might need to, you may need to play that again. I think we may need a little more time. And
okay,
I want to clarify. I think we need a little bit more time, and I want to clarify for everybody. Some people are asking how to use the words. So again, this is a message for yourself. It's a sexy linguistics code. So you're going to take this, and you're going to have a message that you're writing to yourself to raise your energy. So you do it however you see fit. Those are the only instructions. Get funky with it. Got the words. Use them as best as you can. And that's it.
That's it.
Could I say the words again, please? Yes, yes. We'll go through the words again. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The first word is sneha. And sneha is affection. I'll do all of them. The second word is lifted. And then the third word is vistase kulawa, and that means wide open. The fourth word is trust. The fifth word is asati, that means infatuation. The sixth word is grateful. The seventh word is sushakra, and that means true love. So sneha, lifted, Vista Se Kulawa, Trust, Asakti, Grateful, and Sushastra. An original Titan, these are all magic words, sweetheart.
All right, you guys, so let's listen to a little bit of music as we get ready, and after that, we're going to open up the phone line, so just let us know when you're ready to share. All right, everyone. That was Tracy Lee and the theme. That was the instrumental that you heard, the second one. So Tracy Lee, the theme. And then the first one, the instrumental that you heard was Don't Kill My Vibe by Kendrick Lamar and Drake. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so we know you are here and you're ready to share. We have about 10 minutes left to go in the forum before we actually get into the instrumental. I mean, get into the after hours. Reading the chat room, what Art Tech Brother wrote. Yeah, the first instrumental was really, really good. The second one was, too, by Tracy Lee. But the first one, Kendrick Lamar, Don't Kill My Vibe. I love that. If you guys didn't hear the show last week, we actually did a vision quest with Don't Kill My Vibe. All right, so we're going to go to the phone line, see if you guys are ready. Press 1 when you get there so we know you're ready to share. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 706. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 706? All right, 706. We're going to come back to you. Calling in, it looks like, from a private number. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Oh, hey, Miss Blue and Esther. It's La Blue.
Oh,
hey,
greetings,
La
Blue. La Blue.
Hey, y'all.
All right, La Blue, go on and break it down for us.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
We hear
okay.
you. Okay. All right. Damn, I forgot how to say it already. Saka Prowe has no leaving one. Disarray, see Kaluwe and lifted, amping, Asakti and Sneha. Just trust the process and be very grateful for the experience.
All right.
Love, can you read it one more time?
Yes.
Read it one more time.
Okay. Saka Prare has no bounds, leaving one disarray, see Kulawe and lifted, amping a sock. T and Sneha, just trust the process and be grateful for the experience.
That was really nice.
Thank you. I'm
really nice.
Okay, y'all.
Miss Blue, we can't hear you again.
Oh, there we go. That was really, really nice, LaBlue. That was wonderful. And we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
It's Key from Jersey.
All right, beautiful. We're ready for you.
Okay. Trust is what I felt when he entered me. Neha is what I felt when he lifted me. Divine vortex, Vitara Sakula. Our love is Asakti free. For that I am grateful. I have found my Sashakra, the twin flame of me.
Aww.
Oh,
wait. That is beautiful. That
very
is
beautiful.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh,
that is beautiful. Love that. Love that. Really, really nice. Thank you so much for calling in. That's beautiful.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. Hold the line. All right. We're waiting on the rest of you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It's a lot of hands up, but you guys have had your hands up for a minute. So if you're one of the callers who want to share and you haven't, press 1, take your hand down, and press 1 again, and put your hand back up so that I know that you're just not sitting there holding the line. Esther, did you get a chance to do yours?
Yes, I did. You want me to share?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. I am worth it. Hismia may leave me vista se kuala, but I trust it's not just a Sakti. With him, I stay lifted, forever grateful for the chakra.
Always beautiful, Esther. Always doing an excellent job. Always great. We're going to go to the phone lines. It does look like we have one more other person there calling in. It looks like from area code 770. You're live in the remix.
This is Stacy.
All right. And greetings, Stacy.
Hello. Okay. So I wrote, my sneha is lifted by your love. You have me, Vistara Se Kulahua, and my trust in you grows stronger. I am grateful, and I hope that I am not in a Sakti, but have found Tashapiara.
Really, really
nice. Oh, good.
Really nice. The sisters is bringing it tonight.
Yes, they are.
Brothers. They're talking a lot of smack in the chat room about things.
Yeah, they
They're
are.
Not really doing no work. No work from the brothers tonight. Will the real brothers please stand up? Press 1 when you get on the phone line. Press 1 when you get on the phone line.
The brothers are there talking about they can't do it. You see that? I can't do it.
Oh, wow. You can't do it. If you can't do this, what else can't you do?
You can't do this, then don't
what
do that,
else?
Okay?
That's right. That's right. What else can't you do? A whole lot of can't you, don't you going on. They looking for sex magic with no sex. Looking for sex magic with no sex. Ain't that something? Half of them running around like the silverback. Half of them running around like the silverback. 1 inch. 1.5 inch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brothers. I'm only teasing. Don't get your...
We just messing with y'all, right?
Just messing with you. Don't get your draws in a bind. Don't get your draws in a bind. That's all. Yeah. Rick, you're talking a lot of junk, Rick Robinson, talking about sex magic is the next level. Well, you must not have been in the remix because we've been done went through the sex magic phase.
Yeah,
if
but,
that's your
yeah.
If that's your next level, you might want to go download, mm-hmm. so you can get up on another level if that's the only level you're at. You're talking a lot of junk in the chat room.
Yeah, we know you can tell. That's what we're saying. Download, okay?
Download. You can get all of that sex magic. It help bring you up to date. Look at the sex magic. Oh, my goodness. All right, you guys. We got another caller on the line. Let's see if we got a brother here. 501, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
No, you don't have a brother. You have Afia from Arkansas.
Hey, Afia.
Hi, Esther.
Holding it down. Sisters, here's what we're going to do. We have about 1 minute and 38 seconds. So you know what that means. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you call in, you get to hear the rest of the show. If not, then you'll have to download to hear the After Hours show. I just want to say thank you to Esther. It's always a joy to co-host with you on these shows that we do. And
yes,
to all of you in the Remix family. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and we're going to be doing more shows. And, of course, you know, this year Esther's going to be doing some shows on her own as well. Don't forget Sunday night, you guys, the Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be in the house. So the show is already up. Look for that. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Love it in the Remix family page, and also love it with the Remix. So if you like the show, love it. Love you guys, and peace and love to you guys. And we look forward to seeing you in the Remix again. Much love, warm spirit to all of you guys out there. And don't forget to leave a comment on iTunes and everywhere else just to kind of pass that energy around. So peace and love to you guys. It's been amazing. Call in 646-652-2711. Is the number to call. Press 1 if you want to share. So we're about to go into the after hours. For the rest of you, download. All right. So we're ready. We want to hear.
Okay, I'm sitting here trying to see how to make this sound pretty with my accent, but look.
Oh, it's all good. It's all beautiful.
Oh, yes. Let me see. Trust got me. The stars say hula hula. Grateful of Sakti. Lifted by Sneha. Saka Payala. That's it.
Can you read that one more time? Read it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, didn't use too many English words, huh? Trust got me. Trust got me. The stars say hula hula. Grateful of Sakti. Lifted by Sneha. Saka Payala.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Very beautiful. We can't hear you again, Miss Blue.
I am all in the chat room. I just had to kind of get that out there because I just, mm-hmm.
You need it to be said. Thank you.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I tell you, the remix. The remix. Doing the most. So, for those of you, and we're going to tell you Rick Robinson that's looking to understand about sex magic, all you have to do, check in with us Sunday night. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be here, and that's one of her things. She deals with sex. And activated nigga, I think tricking is sex magic. No, that's not sex magic. We're not talking about some low-level sex magic where y'all trying to mix magic and sex together. No. That's not what it's about at all. So definitely, you want to raise your frequency and vibration. I know some of y'all are new, and all of this is new to you, and you're excited, kind of like the dolphins out there. You just kind of want to, put your little testicles out there and spin them around and feel things and touch things and see what happens. And you want to be like the silverback and bring that 1.5 inch all the way out. But sex magic has more to do with just sticking your penis in something.
Very, very excited. We can sense the anxiousness. We can sense it, what I'm saying? And Ray Chandler really teaches the brothers how to calm all that down, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. We did a show with Nit Yama I did several years back, and one of the things that Nit Yama, the brother Nit Yama, teaches as well too, which we have many of them, that deals with life force energy, sexual energy, and of course Brother Wayne Chandler, master at it, But definitely one of the things he said is, brothers, if you're not able to make your woman have at least 1,000 orgasms, you ain't doing your job right. So, you know, chew on that for a minute. Chew on that for a minute. And let's see where some of you stand. I don't think you're going to last. I don't think you're going to last. Yeah, I don't think you're going to last.
Yeah.
Some of you have a hard time making it happen once. Let's just be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, once. Yes, you can reach Brother Wayne Chandler. You can go on Facebook. You can also go and download the shows, and you will see Brother Wayne Chandler. He is a master. He was taught by Mock Talk Tia, and, yes, you can learn a lot from him. Matter of fact, he in Jamaica making magic happen right now. You know, Rick is funny. Rick said he wants to learn this from a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You want to learn? You want to learn from a man, Rick?
Mm.
Okay, we got you, Rick. We got you, Rick.
Real special.
Yeah, we got
very
you,
special.
Mm-hmm. We got you, Rick. You want to learn from? You want a brother to teach you? Okay. Well, I'm quite sure you'll find the right brother to teach you, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you had sugar in the tank is a little scary to me, Rick. That's a little scary. Little scary that you had sugar in your tank. That's a little scary.
The most.
That's a little scary that you said no sugar in your tank. That's a little scary to me, but I'm sure you'll figure it out. All right, you guys. Well, we want to hear who else has their pieces ready. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the line. And it looks like, ooh, I almost said something to you, Kevin. You bending over, Kevin? What kind of assistance are you offering? You bending over?
You know what? See.
Be careful what you throw out there into the ethers, because it can come back to you.
Kevin, I need you to press 1, Kevin. This is what I'm saying. Come share your sexual linguistic code. What did you write for yourself?
Yeah.
Let's hear that,
Let's
Kevin.
See what
call
you
in.
Wrote for yourself.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Call in, Kevin. Call
mm-hmm.
in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 623. Boy, y'all are a strange group of brothers.
Oh, they calling me. Turn it down.
Y'all a strange group of brothers. Where my alpha male? Where they
Real
at?
Real different.
623, mm-hmm. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Nikette Sasha. I'm calling from Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. We are ready to hear what you got to say.
Okay. Longing to be lifted by pure love and Sneha, Vistara mm-hmm. Faye Kurahu. Don't want to shut down. No, Vistara. Wait a minute. Let me start from the beginning because these words are kind of crossing me up. I didn't get the correct spelling, so I'm going to do my best.
All right. All right.
Okay. Longing to be lifted.
Yes.
Longing to be lifted by pure love and Sneha. Vistara Faye Kurahu for the possibilities. Shut down. I don't wanna. I wanna trust, just not Isaki. Grateful when one day Shakyari unlocks this heart chakra of mine, Shakyari. I hope I said that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you
beautiful.
So much.
It was very
I enjoyed
beautiful.
The show. I really did. I held on a long time till I got a cramp in my leg. But I held on because I really wanted to talk. I wasn't really looking for your show because I noticed that you weren't on for the last few weeks. And
I've been looking for you, darling. I've been on.
Well, you know what? I don't believe in coincidences. I sat down at my computer and got on Blog Talk Radio, and I was actually looking for one thing, and I typed in something, and Miss Blue came up, and it was on air, and I thought, oh, my goodness, and Love, Sex, and Magic. Well, that's been where I kind of been dealing with that, so I wanted to get to know if you were going to do readings tonight. Because it's something I've been wanting for so long. It's not on. I can't get on chat because the button that you used to guide us to at the bottom, I could never find it. So I kind of gave up on that. So I thought, okay, well, you know what? You know, my time will come around, and I believe it did come around because you mentioned the honeybee as well. And that's one of the totems that I had chosen. Because the other day, you know, I was working my little magic, you know, and charging some honey in the sun and doing my little mantras, and this bee came out of nowhere, and I said, okay, I'm just going to stand here. I know that you're not going to sting me. You just want to come because you smell this honey, too. And it just buzzed around and then flew off. And I thought, okay, now what is going on here? But anyway, just to make it all short, are you doing readings tonight? Because I sure would love to have one. Because where I am right now, I'm kind of in this stagnant mode in my relationship. And it's not a whole lot of sex and magic going on. And we've been together 8 years, and I don't really know what that means.
Well, you know... I wasn't doing readings, but you know, you kind of touched my heart with your story here. So how can I say no? Give you some insight, and then what I don't get a chance to take a look at here, we'll take a look at. You know, you can actually send me an email. So this has to do with your relationship. And just your concerns about where the relationship is going?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look. Okay. So, you know, I don't know how much of the show you had a chance to hear.
The entire show.
Oh, did you? Beautiful.
Yes.
Because there was a part where we started in the beginning, and some of the brothers and some of the sisters, we talked about that number one thing that sort of annoys the hell.
Yes, I wrote down
out of
every
the relationship.
Question.
And one of them was one of them actually has to do with others coming into the relationship and sort of kind of having their say, or maybe not necessarily coming into the relationship and having their say. But being in the position where you're actually listening to someone else who is actually guiding you. What immediately when I get into your energy, a couple of things come up. One, it has to do with family issues. And so I see some of the things that's pulling on the ties of your relationship is your is family. Is this true?
Yes, it's true.
Yeah.
Only because when you say family, it's not like his brothers or sisters or aunts or cousins or anything like that, or mine. I have 6 children. And I had to uproot after a really nasty divorce.
Right.
And this brother and I met right when all of that was falling apart. I lost my home.
Right.
And everything.
Right.
And I end up having to send a couple of my children, well, 3 of them were already older. So they're kind of, 2 of them are still in St. Louis, Missouri, which is where I'm originally from. 2 of them are in Lima, Ohio with their father when I sent them with him because he left and moved there.
Right.
And one is in Georgia right now. So once I got them situated and I saw that I wasn't going to be able to hold on to the house, you know, my mother, peace be upon her, has been my guardian angel, came to me and with someone with her, and I'm still, I think I understand who that was that was with her, who led me out to a place of refuge, which is where I am now in Phoenix, Arizona. So I don't know anybody out here. I just came out here to start all over again. But I'm separated from my children, and I miss them terribly.
Yes, yes.
So that part there is probably pulling on you a lot.
Yeah, it's not probably. That I would say 100%. This has to do with all of this energy of the Tree of Life. And this is really about growth. It's about your inner journey, and it's also about learning. One of the things that I will say to you is that the relationship that you're in right now, some energy that comes up for you has a lot to do with Zulu Union. And so,
with what?
You know, Zulu Union? Zulu Union. Zulu, Z-U-L-U, Zulu Union.
Oh.
And so you're with your, are you with your husband at this particular time?
No, he and I went on and separated, and I'm with the brother that I end up meeting after everything fell apart.
Right.
And my husband and I were still in the same house, but we didn't stay together, so I'm with him, the brother that I met, and we've been together ever since then.
Right. Well, I meant, I call him your husband. He's playing that role of protection.
Oh, okay.
That you're
with. Okay. I got you.
And so a lot of what's happening and a lot of things that are going going on have a lot to do with that particular energy. Has to do with your children. It has to do with sort of this freedom that you were searching for, but it also came with a sacrifice. Once you get yourself situated, because I see that this is what the plan was, then all of those children who wanted to come back could come back. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're in the position right now of a lot of different transformation, and you have to stand your ground, take small steps, know that this is not permanent. This is a temporary situation. And stop stressing out this man that you were willing to sacrifice or give your children up for to have this relationship for with. Because it's unfair to him and it's unfair to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a time that...
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Okay. You said cussing out or sussing out or something?
No, I said stop stressing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stop stressing. Because this was a part of the plan. This was well thought out.
Mm-hmm.
This was part of the plan. And so you knew that a part of you going to Arizona to get yourself situated, you knew that was going to be rough.
Right.
You knew it was going to be a minute before you were with your kids. And so it's unfair for you to do this to yourself. And to do this for the man that you're willing to start this new life with in Arizona, to do this, to stress. Right now what you guys need to do is just nurture each other, sit down, devise a plan on how you begin to see yourself moving forward to get in the position where the children who want to come back, because you and I both know some of them don't want to come back.
Right. Well, you're right.
So that's what I see. This is just a temporary situation, and it's perfectly okay for you to miss your children, you understand, as any mother would. But recognize that this was a choice you made, and you knew it was going to be tough. So find some things to do that will help put you in a better position. Use that energy to move you forward, as opposed to that energy to cause stress in the relationship. This is the time that you guys have a wonderful dinner together and use that energy, make love together, sit down and think about those things in the future.
Okay, I got that. Now, question, what is Bulu?
I don't know. What is it?
Bulu. Bulu Union? I don't know.
It's Zulu. Zulu Union is Zulu Warrior. Like
oh,
the warrior?
Z with
yeah.
a Z. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I put Z. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
I got that. I got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but you know what? That I get that. I really do on my end. On my end.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the things that you mentioned, I tried that. And we're just not, I don't know, it just doesn't seem like we're on the same page because he doesn't seem to want to try anything but what he's accustomed to doing. And I don't want to, I've questioned him about it. We've talked about it, you know, and I'll just use this as an example. Like, you know, I'm more of an outgoing, creative kind of person, whereas he likes to just watch television all the time. And
but guess what? Guess what? He's always been that way.
I know. Okay. I see
so
where you're going with that.
You thought going to Arizona, suddenly he was going to what? Jump up, put his tape on, and change?
Right. Right.
No. He is the man that you have chosen to be with. He is the man that you have chosen to displace your family and your kids for to have this life together. Love him for who you've always loved him for. Not about making him change because he's who he's been.
Right.
Yeah. He's who he's been.
Oh, boy. Hmm.
He's who he's been. I mean, that's no surprise. I don't see him doing anything different than what he's done. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be tough, you know? That can
yeah,
be tough.
Yes, very tough. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But it was tough before you moved to Arizona.
Right. Absolutely.
And so if you love him, love all of them. And then you just got to be that worker bee, sweetie. You said V came. You the worker bee. You the one that's got to get out there and bake the bacon and bring it home and do all of that. You the worker bee. And if that works for your relationship and you guys love each other and that's
no,
happy,
that does not work.
It doesn't work,
well,
I get
what you're saying, though. I get what
yeah, it doesn't work, but you have to honestly ask yourself, what did you think was going to happen? Because he was the same thing he's
right.
doing now, he's been doing. So,
right.
you know, who's tricking who here?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you he would change, but you and I both know he's not going to change.
Yeah,
Why should he?
I just thought
that's
it was just
is.
Me being overbearing in myself, you know. But I kind of, yeah, I kind of see that. I kind of see that.
Yeah.
And I see that.
So
I guess
eventually,
I just needed to hear that.
Yeah, and we need that. That's what it's about. It's about confirmation. You can always email me. Eventually,
I will definitely do that because it's so much more. And I've been wanting
yeah.
to get a reading from someone who I
yeah.
trust. And I trust, you know, your readings. I've listened to you for a while. I've never had the opportunity
yeah.
To make contact. So I take tonight as a starting place to where
yeah.
things are
well,
starting
beautiful.
To open up for me, to where
yes,
I can start
are.
Trusting people because I can't mm-hmm. keep all of this to myself.
No,
I've been
can't.
Doing that for a long time, and I don't
yeah.
sleep at night at all.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing of it is that I'm not even tired. When I'm up in the
right.
daytime, I study a lot. I do
right.
a lot of writing. I'm trying to stay creative, you know, and get more active because I'm getting older. And
right.
I don't want to, I want to still provide for my children, even though,
right.
you know, they're grown, some of them, that two of them are in college, you know. But, you know, mama is going to always be mama, and I'm a real mama.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to always be, I always want to be that rock and that foundation, and they have a home when they come home from college to come to, because that was devastating
well,
for them.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to move on, but I think you brought up an important point, because I'm a mama too.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. I get those things that are important. But don't fool yourself. You're not doing all of this for your children. Because the whole point of children is to grow up and become mm-hmm. adults and to live their own life. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Is it good to have a place that your children can always call home? That's true. And that's a great thing. I certainly believe that for my children, so I can definitely see that you believe that for your children. But I want you to think about your actions. You moved from one state to another, displaced your children, all so you could show them that mama's strong, that mama's always there for them. And you did all of this for a man that you love and you knew wasn't
going
to change.
No, no, darling, I didn't do that for him. I had already lost everything.
No, no, no. I understand that. You had already lost everything and you two were already together before you moved.
Yes, and I asked him would he move out here with me because I would have otherwise came out here by myself. Because
okay.
I had nowhere
and
else
I
to want, go.
Hold on, hold on. You asked him to move with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're the worker bee.
Mm-hmm.
You're the worker bee. Accept that role. Accept it with your children.
I got you. Mm-hmm.
Accept it with the man. It's going to be a better place for you. When you're ready
mm-hmm.
to get different stories in your life,
mm-hmm.
you will. You're not ready right now. So one thing Miss Blue is never going to tell you is to leave a situation.
Mm-hmm.
One, your heart is still there. You're just frustrated right now that
right.
you are not in control of your children. And I get that as a mother, a part of it, I get. But I need you to start living for you. You made this decision. You took a very big leap of faith. Don't back down. Don't get scared. Because your blessings is right in front of you. Just keep going with what was in your heart when you made this decision. It was tough to separate your kids and to send them away. That was tough. What you're feeling right now is fear. It has nothing to do with the man you were with. That is not going to change. So hold that was in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And keep moving forward with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You can do it. It'll get better. Give yourself about 4 months, and you're going to see a great shift. And I definitely want you to call back in, okay?
Absolutely. And I will be listening to the show on Sunday.
Okay, beautiful. Peace and love to you. Peace
absolutely.
And love.
Peace and love to you and Sister Esther. And just keep giving us the love and power and information and magic.
All right.
You go
thanks.
Bless you.
Peace, sis.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, peace. Yeah. Change can be tough sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Change absolutely.
Can be really, really tough. Now, who do we have on the line? Is it Kevin?
Well, I heard. That's what Kevin said. Kevin said he was on the line. You know, he's getting a little
501.
Anxious like all the other brothers. So we'll see.
501. 501. 501. Did we hear a baby? In the background.
I hear baby.
Oh, hey, no, y'all already got me a while ago.
Okay, we got you. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Okay. All right. 510, you're live in the remix.
Yes.
Yeah, who's on the line, please?
This is Kevin.
Oh, Kevin. Don't play
Kevin.
Shy Brother now, Kevin. You was in the chat room popping it off, Kevin. Don't play Shy Brother now. Peace and greetings to you, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you. I just wanted to say I did enjoy the show a lot. You know, I just
mm-hmm.
happened to, you know, tune in, and it was really informative. So.
Kevin,
Kevin, can you stop? You can stop, okay? You can't be talking all that mess in the chat room. Then come on, yeah. Talk about. Oh, I just enjoyed the show. I've just been listening. What was all that?
The show was very informative and it was fun, and I had fun talking in the chat room, and it was all good.
Kevin, where are you calling from, Kevin? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California. I'm in the Bay Area. That's what I'm calling
from.
So you
in the Bay Area. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard, do you do poetry?
No, when I was younger, I was into it, but not so much now. Yeah.
When you was younger, how old are you, Kevin?
I'm 32.
Younger? Kevin said when he was younger.
I heard him.
Kevin said when I was younger I did poetry. Oh, okay, because I was going to ask if you've ever heard of the chairman out there that does poetry, brother named the chairman.
No, I never have. Not out here, no.
Okay. Well, yeah. Since you're not younger, you know who Elder Jurrell is?
I'm sorry, who?
Elder Jurrell. Brother Jurrell. You ever heard of him?
No, I'm not familiar with the brother.
I know. I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you. Okay, so you're enjoying the show tonight. That's really a good thing to hear. And did you get a chance to do the last exercise?
No, I had went off. I didn't know what the last exercise was.
Oh, Kevin. Well, great. That's okay. No. That's great, Kevin. That's great, because you can get the next exercise kicked off. Is it, see how that worked out? Know your magic.
Know
you ready?
Your magic.
So, Kevin.
Yes.
Here's the question, Kevin. What is your favorite body part in a woman?
Favorite body part. I would have to say the gluteus maximus.
The gluteus maximus. Tell us why the gluteus maximus is your favorite part of a woman.
Okay, how can I say this with some class? Let me see.
No, don't worry about class now, Kevin. Just go ahead and say it.
Well, it's my favorite part because, you know, it feels good to the touch. You could hold it, smack it, flip it, you know. That's just my opinion, you know. It feels good, you know, especially when it's tight and firm and it's not saggy. You know, it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful body part.
Flip it.
Yeah, like a pancake. You know, you put pancakes, you can flip like a pancake. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Smack it,
and,
you know.
So here's the second half of the question. And, you know, we really thank you for doing this because you're really going to show everybody else how this works.
Okay.
What does that body part say to you? What does the gluteus maximus say to you?
If you had to describe what it says when you see a woman walk by with one that you enjoy, what does that sound like? What does it say? Like, what is the word that it says to you? If you had to describe it with words.
Nirvana.
Ecstasy. Personify it. So let's give the. Can I rephrase what you said? The gluteus maximus, because I think that sounds so proper. Can we just say the booty? So let's give the booty a personality, right? So let's say the booty was a woman. What would she say to you? What would be the words that she would say to you?
Oh, wow, you're putting me on the spot. What can it say to me that would make me want it, or just what can it say in general?
No, we're talking about you.
This is that you? One. So this is the, you know, what you just described, the one that's not sagging, the fat one that you can slap and, you know, slap and rub it down. What does that one say to you?
It says I'm available, I'm fresh, I'm new, come get me. That's what it would say to me.
Ooh, you done took that song, She Talks to Me with Her Body, to a whole nother level. That's what gluteus, that's what booties say to you?
Now, I'm all of them say that, but, you know, if it was the perfect ideal one that, you know, that I like, yeah, I would want it to say that to me. So.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know, Kevin. Well, I just want to say thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Kevin.
I know it took a lot. Hold the line. Don't go nowhere, Kevin. Don't go nowhere.
Great. Thank you for taking my call. Really enjoyed the show.
All right. Peace and love.
Thank
Hold
you,
the line.
Kevin. Peace and love.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 415. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
This is me. Oh, hello, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Dante. I'm calling from San Francisco, California.
Oh, Dante, where you been?
Where I been? Same place that I've been being, you know, just lying to myself. I need help, Miss Blue. You can't do
I know,
this to
Dante.
Me no more.
I know, Dante. I know you
I'm
need
coming
some help.
Back. I'm on my goddamn knees on the World Wide Web right now. I quit. Now,
you,
I quit.
You
I don't
quit
know
now.
Who Dante is. The nigga's dead. I'm trying to introduce a new nigga. I hate drinking my fucking head off, and I've been doing it accurately for far too long, and I never wanted to admit that I could be tricking myself because it sounds crazy, but crazy is people that aren't conscious. So I admit they are crazy, and I'm crazy in a different goddamn way. I need to stop it, and it's not easy. And my ego said it fucking was, and my ego's a goddamn liar. And now call me crazy because I'm admitting it. Fucking, you know, what they want. What does anybody want?
Gotta love the brothers. Gotta love the brothers. Dante, you know, I really thank you for calling in and, you know, kind of putting this
embarrassing myself.
Out there. No, this is not embarrassing yourself. Actually, you know, it's a way for you to be able to call, you know, be able to download this later so that you can hear it.
Right.
And like you said, you know, it is difficult when we have these different types of addiction. And we're talking about some of them. Love can be an addiction, sex, magic. It's a whole lot of vices out there that people can have. As these addictions. And, you know, it's good to know that we're in 2013 because you're not no new pony on this ride. You've kind of rode this ride for a long time. And it is time for you to get a new story. So, you know, you definitely want to check and see if there's a 12-step program. I want you to email me. I know last time we talked about this because I want to put you in touch with some good brothers out there in your area that really do a lot of work with substance abuse, those things of alcoholism, drugs, and just all kinds of addictions, and just put you around some positive influences. So email me,
you just said it, I'm going to do it again, because I'm
That's
not.
Right. Do it again.
I'm not stopping, bruh. Like, I am too.
Don't stop.
I am
Don't
too
stop.
Convincing
Don't stop.
To myself. No, I mean in that stupid way. Like, I'm not stopping. Like, I want to stop what I'm trying to stop.
Right.
And I'm not
stopping.
You need
help. Yeah, you need help. We all need
Dear
help.
Dear Heavenly fucking Father, fucking goddamn. You know what I mean? Like, fucking
right.
Holy shit. You know what I mean? Fucking holy shit, bruh. Like, I don't fucking, I can't believe it ain't butter. You know what I mean? Fucking what the fuck is going on type of shit. Yeah, I'm tired of myself. Yep. My ego is outstanding. That nigga did some steroids, and I'm just trying to be the natural nigga. You know? That's all.
That's it. Well, we're going to send you some love. And send you some love and some strength your way. Strength your way so that you can
have everything
that you need. So there it is. We're sending it to you now.
Please do.
There it is. Well, peace and love to you, Dante. Email me and we'll go from there. Peace and love.
I will.
All right. Only in the remix, you guys. Gotta love the brothers.
Gotta love the brothers.
Gotta love them. Gotta love them. But it is tough when you have an addiction and you're really trying to get over it. Some of these things, or most of these things, I'll tell you, we cannot do on our own.
Right.
So it's good to reach out when you can. And so we're just thankful he reached out tonight because we know he speaks for quite a few people out there. So we're going to get the next caller. Calling in from area code 719. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, my house phone's messed up. You probably can't hear me.
Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. We can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
This is Darrell from Colorado Springs again.
Okay. Greetings to you from Colorado Springs. I remember talking to you a while ago. Aren't you somebody's nephew, grandson, or something?
I don't know about that. I don't know anyone who knows me on this Blog Talk stuff. So, no.
So you're not somebody's nephew? You're not somebody's grandson?
Well, yeah. Of course.
Okay.
What do you mean, though?
Okay. That's what I mean. You answered the question. All right. You ready?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your favorite body part in a woman?
It used to be the feet. I don't know why, but I think that was more of like a fetish type of deal. So. I got to go with old buddy. I think it's the booty.
It's the booty, huh?
Yeah.
It's the booty. You went from the feet to the booty.
Yep, just like that. Yep.
And so what does the booty do for you?
Well, shit, when it's voluptuous, just like old buddy said, you got to get in that, you know. So it just calls you. It's magnetic.
It's magnetic. Oh, my goodness. All right. So it's the booty. It's just the booty. Wow.
Yeah.
It's poison. Big button smile. Ain't that a smile? Yeah. My uncle used to say that. My uncle used to tell me that. You know, got to have more than a big button to smile, but not according to the brothers in the remix. You just need a fat booty.
For real. For real.
Hey,
I guess my uncle was wrong. You need more than a big button to smile.
I mean, a pretty face is always genuine, but the big booty is definitely, you know, a turn on. So.
Beautiful.
A pretty face is genuine.
But that booty, you just can't eat. That booty just gets you. The booty just gets you.
Oh, that's too funny. So what does the booty say to you? What does the booty say? Tell me what, you know, if you had to personify the booty, what would she say to you?
I suppose... just come get it. You know, basically, there ain't really nothing else to say to that. Just make sure you come take care of this. That's how I feel.
Y'all are so funny. The booty. Booty doing all of that. The booty.
The
Kabuli say just come take care of it.
It's a lot that's you can do, you know.
So nothing real eloquent, basically, what you're saying.
Nothing eloquent.
Nothing real eloquent. It's just come get it. It's real.
Kind of mundane.
Kind of mundane and primal, would you say? Just,
yeah.
You know, no
yeah.
words. Okay.
That's
interesting. That's very interesting.
So what was your animal?
Well, I automatically ruled out the silverback because I knew everybody was going to say silverback.
Mm-hmm.
So I only could think of like baboon or hyena.
Oh,
but
okay.
When you started explaining them, I could have went a few different ways. So, but I stayed away from the silverback most definitely, and I think the dolphin and the. Even a giraffe, as weird as it is, you know, you can go a lot of ways.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. All right. Well, definitely thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. All right. Well, peace and love. Hold the line.
All right.
That is beautiful. You know, we do so much work on the remix. It's always good when we can do shows like this and just have fun and just kind of let our hair down and let our human nature side kind of come out and explore other avenues of ourselves, because those are also important. It's part of the work too. So this is great. If you guys are a part of the Remix Radio group over on Facebook, Esther has posted up the questions. Don't forget to go over there. Leave your comments there as well, too. Esther, it is, you know what? I did not see that Panic wrote a comment under the deal breaker. I did not see that.
Yes, too I saw that. I
funny.
Mm-hmm.
Too funny. He's funny.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. It's interesting.
Yes.
It is, you know.
You guys are doing the most.
The most.
Doing the most. So, you guys, definitely. Esther's been a great share, had a great fun. And, it was good. It was great. Everybody had a great time. Don't forget to download. And download this show. Don't forget to come back Sunday night. The Reverend Goddess Charmaine is going to be here. And we're just going to keep doing what we do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll let you say some closing words, Esther, to get ready to get out.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Remix Family. It's always a blast. Love doing the shows with you all. You all know y'all so up and so out.
Yes.
You know, shout out to the brothers tonight for doing the most, as usual. And shout out to the sisters. I think everyone did a wonderful job with their sexy linguistics codes. You know, hold on to those. Save them. They're beautiful. Even if you don't think you can say the words, you're doing magic.
Mm-hmm.
That's magic right there, y'all. So peace and love, everyone. Thank you, Miss Blue. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. Likewise. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have the Remix family in there. I'm going to play something. It's kind of a remix throwback. I haven't played this in so long, but it has some good energy in it. So we're going to do this as we close out. See you guys on Sunday. Thank you, Esther. Peace and love to you guys out there. Don't forget to download. Don't forget to leave a comment. And you can leave it over on Facebook. You can leave it right here on the Remix Radio page. You can leave it on Twitter. You can leave it everywhere. So love, sex, and magic, you guys. See you Sunday night. Peace and love. Much love, once again.
It's time for us to get back to being children of the Most High. And every child has uttered these words at one time.
Baba, Baba,
Baba, Africa,
Baba, Africa,
Baba, Africa,
Baba, Africa.
babies need Baba. Children need Baba. Samuni, would you lend me your hammer if I told you our Savior was swallowed by the mountain? Yeah. Pray to Jesus and Buddha. Even Allah didn't answer. No. Why? 'Cause only we can move the mountain. Yeah. Singing, shouting with one voice. Working, tumbling with one voice, yeah. If we just call on the power, the forces of nature, say, look what the mustard seed did to the mountain. Say these words, I tune, pray, I shook, that sun love, I tune, pray, I shook, that sun love, I moon, I shook, that sun love, Yanun, in the desert to your last death. Well,
so what?
If it means the children were gonna make it, yeah. But we don't even know yet whether he knew our landing in. It's so true.
Without my crew, we ain't gonna make it.
No. So keep singing, shouting with one voice. I'm sure it's working. Walls tumbling with one voice, yeah. If we just call on the power, the forces of nature,
just say, look how the righteous are gonna make it.
Say these words, I tune, pray, I shook, that's on love, I tune, pray, I shook, that's on love, I moon, pray. I shook that's on love. Yanun.
Hazi wagutli nali zahu fasuta akuz dil yawu madli nasur baba adurala in an atatim baid and zurfi and took sofa tanziro hawi and took baru in an ataka bahawahud and is direct atahin fain and yaku karuj anuki hinliya dano bantuzin pakaburet baba kalun hadur har
I shook that's on love, I moon, pray, I shook that's on love, Yanun, this time for the ancestors. I shook that's on love, I'm moon, 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 I'm moon,